Welcome to Art Bell Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from August 1st, 1997.
From the high desert and the great American Southwest. Across all those many time zones. From Hawaii and the Tahitian Islands. Eastward over flyover country. To the Caribbean. South into South America. North to the pole. Worldwide on the internet. This is a very sad edition. Coast to Coast AM. Good morning, everybody. There's been a death in the family. Been with me for, I guess, about a year and a half. It began having trouble 2 or 3 days ago. Not moving the way it used to. Like a sudden onset of incurable arthritis. Just before airtime, about 2 hours, maybe an hour and a half before airtime, he finally expired. My Hewlett-Packard 950 fax machine is dead. And I don't know if I can go on. This machine has been with me now, as you well know, for at least a year and a half, maybe two. Performing flawlessly, if at times somewhat messily. It spit out faithfully faxes while I slept, while I ate, while I waited, while I did the program. It spat out faxes. Tens of thousands of faxes. Finally, its little bones would no longer function. Its little vessels of pouring ink no longer pouring forth. Its little ink cartridge no longer moving. Error codes zipping out at me. It finally died. Why do we attach ourselves so much to machines? It is, after all, just, what am I talking about, like it's current tense, like it's still here. It was just a machine. Coming up to airtime, I did everything but give it mouth to mouth. I oiled it, I cleaned it, I massaged it. I talked to it. In my arms, it died. Putwaki. That was it. Truly a sad event. So, oh, great friend, Hewlett-Packard 950 model, rest in peace. You're gone. Tonight, we will have no faxes for a while. Yes, I have another fax machine. But it's new. It's not the same. It's not even fully hooked up yet. My wife's doing that. I took the old corpse away, and I don't know what I'm going to do with it. What do you do with an old machine, anyway? Surely you don't throw it away. Maybe you bury it. Maybe that's it. Maybe I'll take it out, dig a hole in the backyard, and bury it. What a truly sad day.
Streamlink, the audio subscription service of Coast to Coast AM, has a new name, Coast Insider. You'll still get all the same great features for the same low price, just 15 cents a day when you sign up for 1 year. The package includes podcasting, which offers the convenience of having shows downloaded automatically to your computer or MP3 player and the iPhone app with live and on-demand programs. You'll also get our amazing download library of 3 full years of shows. Just think, as a new subscriber, over 1,000 shows will be available for you to collect, enjoy, and listen to at your leisure. Plus, you'll get streamed and on-demand broadcasts of Art Bell's Somewhere in Time shows and 2 weekly classics. And as a member, you'll have access to our monthly live chat sessions with George Norrie and special guests. If you're a fan of Coast, you won't want to be without Coast Insider. Visit coasttocoastam.com to sign up today. Looking for the truth? You'll find it on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Let me ask you this. What is going on to necessitate this so quickly? there seems to be a deadline in their brains, and they need to get this done.
They know their whole New World Order is inches from going up in flames, so they're afraid of the awakening, and they know that their collapse is about to take place because we've been asleep at the switch, and we've let incredibly corrupt interests take control of our society.
Now we take you back to the night of August 1st, 1997, on Art Bell, Somewhere in Time.
Probably ought to observe a moment of silence for the passing of the 950. Oh, HP, I hope you're happy. Spitting flawless faxes out above wherever you are. Now, let us go to David John Oates, who... hi, David.
Hi, Art. How are you? My deepest condolences on your loss.
Thank you. It's hard, but...
And I'm sure you can pull yourself together and make it through the evening.
I really think I can, David. But, you know, as much as I may be making sort of light of this, we have a connection with machines. It's real. David, do you have a little light on near your phone or something? Because you've got some hum. Oh, there you go. It started to go away already.
Okay, yeah, I've just moved a wire.
Yeah, that's all you need to...
See?
Why do humans have this kind of connection to machines? It's like cars.
Yeah.
Now, for some people, it's cars. I don't care about cars. Cars get you here to there, I'm happy. But fax machines, electronics, that's different.
Oh, yeah, I understand. When I have a reversing machine die, it devastates me.
There you are.
It devastates me.
There you are. But this has been with me so long.
Yeah.
Taking probably actually hundreds of thousands of faxes, I would guess.
Right.
Anyway, David, welcome to the program. And I'll tell you and the audience, when I first listened to you and first heard about reverse speech, I was skeptical, very skeptical, though it was fascinating and certainly very entertaining. God, it's probably years now, isn't it? Two or three years, something like that?
Oh, well, it's been over a year, not quite 2 years yet.
Not quite two.
But certainly over a year and hundreds of reversals being played over the airwaves. It's been a long time.
I personally have become convinced it's real. And there's simply no question any longer in my mind. Now, the audience is at various stages
right.
of belief because a lot of them are fairly new to the concept. And when they first hear about it, they react as I did, and they go, oh, what a bunch of crap.
Right.
You know,
we're
just hearing what we're being told here, or there are various responses people will have. And the questions are always the same, you know, do you get it in a foreign language?
Right.
This sort of thing, that sort of thing. So, reverse speech 101, for the newbies out there, please try as best you can to tell them what it is.
Well, I try to explain it as simply as I can, and my theory is that this is another form of human communication. As the human brain puts together the sounds of speech, it puts them together in such a fashion that two messages are communicated simultaneously. The first is forwards, and the second is in reverse. Now, these don't happen continuously, as some people think. It's actually occurring once every 10, 15 seconds, depends on the emotional state of the conversation, as very short and quick phrases embedded amongst the backwards run gibberish. They occur, you know, they're normally four or five words in length. They have direct contextual relationship to the forward dialogue. In other words, they will usually, not always, but usually relate directly to what's being spoken forwards. I maintain it is the way the brain constructs the speech sound. You know,
all right, let me stop you there. You said usually but not always does it relate to what's being said forward. Now, this is a critical, critical item for the audience to understand
right.
with regard to reverse speech. What
right.
percentage of the time, when you find reversals, that is something intelligible
right.
in reverse, what percentage of the time is that or does that relate to what is said forward?
It's well over 80%.
Well over 80%?
Yeah, well, between 70, it's hard to tell, but well over, yeah, I would say at least 80%. I've never many years ago, I sat down and worked out the percentage, and I back in the mid-80s when I was correlating all my notes, I chalked it down at 70%, but which is what I've been stating for some time, but I believe it to be higher than that.
All right, well, look, that's astronomical. In other words, if reverse speech was not a real phenomenon,
right,
the times that the reverse, whatever it is, should
right
be congruent with what's right being said forward would probably be less than 1%.
Oh, sure. I mean, the random factor chance. I've never done the mathematical probability stats on it, but
100 monkey theory.
There's no way you can put this down to 100 monkey. It's like saying...
What I'm saying is you would eventually get something
right
that would be or
right
seem relevant, but you wouldn't get it any percentage of the time at all to speak of.
Correct. Yeah. You know, people need to understand, too, I think, as, you know, when I started this, doing this, I had the same reaction as everyone else. I mean, I heard the stories about backward messages in rock and roll records. That's where I began. And I'm going, yeah, give me a break, you know. I mean, you know, now I've heard everything. And I went home, quite frankly, to disprove the whole thing. I had a bunch of kids quite scared listening to records backwards. And, you know, from the very first tape I looked at, it was, I mean, I could hear these things, and...
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Backwards, the Beatles did it, we all know, and it
right
was, a lot of it was actually intentional.
Right.
How did that aha moment occur for you? Now, I can understand how you stumbled into it, but exactly how did you stumble into it? What was the first reversal that really wasn't some intentional backmasking that you heard where you sort of stumbled into it?
Oh, well, probably the very first curiosity moment was my famous example of Neil Armstrong walking on the moon. I will never forget that because I was actually running a tape backwards. It was a compilation of radio broadcast over the last 50 years, and there was little snippets here and there. And so I was running the tape backwards from the beginning, from the end to the beginning, and so I had no idea what was on the forward. And then I suddenly heard amongst the gibberish this very clear phrase, man will spacewalk. And I immediately flipped the tape and heard Neil Armstrong walking on the moon. And I will never forget that moment. It was really quite an eye-opener. And
so that's actually the first one you ever found?
That was the first one in speech I ever found. I'd spent quite some time on music before that, several months, and I was getting all these various records together, and never dawned on me to look at speech. And someone said, "Well, why don't you?" And I was actually going to pull out some. I wanted some historical music. I was tracking it back from the 1920s onwards.
Sure.
The history of music, and I was down at the local record store and saw this record, you know, famous radio broadcast, and there were some songs in it, and that's where I began. And straight after the Neil Armstrong example, I found the one on the live commentary of JFK, where it says in reverse, he shot bad, except, you know, shot bad, hold it, try and look up. And then the next significant aha moment from that is a little bit embarrassing. I had some friends over, a married couple over in my apartment back, and this was back in Australia, you know, back in the mid-80s, and we were just chatting and recording, and I ran the tape back, and the very first thing I heard was Reversal on the Right, which expressed intense sexual interest towards me, and she went bright red with embarrassment. The
this was the wife of a guest in your home.
This was the wife of a guest in my home.
And now let me get this straight: you were just recording the conversation as it was going on,
right?
And you know, there is when people meet, no matter what anybody says, always, or not always, but
right,
many times, sexual tension. Things not said, but
right
thought.
Right.
There's no question about it. So you're telling me, in the presence of all four of you.
Well, three of us, actually.
Three of us.
Yeah, I was single back then.
You were, I see.
It was the husband and the wife and myself.
And so you had been recording, fooling around, just
uh-huh
recording the conversation,
uh-huh,
and you played some of it back, and you found something that said, can you repeat what it said?
You know what? I can't actually remember. I knew it used the famous four-letter word. It was very obvious. And actually, I was telling some of my friends about it the other day, and just commenting on reversals. And I've actually got a reversal here that talks about this specific incident. And
really?
Maybe. Yeah, it's not the actual reversal I use, but it talks about this incident. So let me play that now, if I
Oh, yes, by all means.
And
oh,
I'm just saying, you know, I'm saying there's a certain reversals you don't want to tell people about.
First time you've made me laugh since the death.
Right, okay.
Go right ahead, David.
You'll love this one. And I'm saying there's certain reverse you don't tell people about because they wouldn't be able to deal with them. And backwards, I say, remember when they're sexual. You can hear that one, okay?
I can hear that one just fine.
And I'm flashing back. I'm remembering, you know. And there was another very embarrassing incident back in the mid-90s when I was doing some of my public lectures. I used to get people up the front.
Well, just one second, David.
Yeah.
You've got to find a way to tell us what she said about you.
It was a very simple reversal. David, I want to F you. It was
okay,
something
that's
like that.
That's clear enough. And this was with her husband present in the room.
Correct.
And so then her face turned
bright red.
Uh-huh.
The husband shifted uncomfortably.
Uh-huh.
She left the room.
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, she left the house.
Uh-huh. If not the state, are they still together now? Or
I have no idea.
Is this woman now your wife?
No.
No? Okay.
No, she is not my wife. I saw her again about a month or so later down the street, but it created a bit of a rift. It ruined friendship.
All right. Now, that's a good question about reverse speech. Is reverse speech... It's like they used to have these lie detectors, David, that you would put on your finger. You know, you'd wrap something around your finger. I forget what it was. And you could use it at home, and it broke up a whole lot of marriages.
Yeah.
Is reverse speech a dangerous thing to be using at home?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it really is. I do not do reversals on my mates now. I absolutely refuse to. I've had a very traumatic romance life over the last 10 years as a direct result of reverse speech. And,
I see.
some things that just aren't meant to be said. You know, it's like those little thoughts that we think. We all think them. But heaven forbid if they should ever be made public.
That goes right to the very, very heart of the whole thing about reverse speech. For the sake of the audience, dredge out good old Neil Armstrong.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There are a lot of new affiliates. Some people haven't heard of it.
Well, this is why I always start off with Neil Armstrong, because it's got such affection for me, because it really was my very first reversal in speech.
Of course.
And I found it without knowing what was on the forwards dialogue. So, and of course, in the last few months, I've been getting very involved in space reversals, as you well know.
I guess I ought to tell the audience. Look, folks, tonight you're going to hear Colonel Corso's. When we get down to serious business here, you're going to hear Colonel Corso's reversals. You're going to hear reversals from the last major NASA news conference that are going to astound you. We're going to do some public figures. We're going to do President Clinton. It's going to be a reverse speech fest.
Bonanza. I've done a lot of work preparing for this. We've got all new material. It's a great night. I ran through them all, you know, while I always check, you know, I spend 2 or 3 hours before I go on the air listening to it and checking and making final notes. And some of these reversals are just amazingly clear, exceptionally clear.
All right. Here comes Neil Armstrong.
Okay. Here we go.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And backwards, of course, man will spacewalk. And here it comes.
Man will spacewalk.
I mean, how do you explain that?
You don't. That's so clear.
Yeah.
And you actually found that Before you even listen to the forward version.
Before I listen to the forward version. And I should point out that for many years, not so much now, but for many, many years, I refused to listen to the tape forward because I wanted to reduce my own bias in this. I mean, yeah, I ask all the questions everyone is asking now, and you know, I know the mental process people are going through because I've been there, I've done it, and I used to listen to the tape backwards, and it was it took me many years to be fully convinced in this, and it was like over and over and over again, mm-hmm. the contextual basis, and then as I started to become very good at it, it was finding facts, names of people and events and things that they've done and thoughts they are having and feeling, and the evidence is just totally overwhelming.
All right, so it is, and I agree with David. Reverse speech is real, and it is dangerous. But you're going to hear a lot of it tonight. Why is it dangerous? We'll talk about that beyond that which we've already said.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time, on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from August 1st, 1997. Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring a replay of Coast to Coast AM from August 1st, 1997.
It's great to be here. Still in mourning. And I was so in mourning at the beginning of the program that I forgot to tell you about two photographs up on my website. One photograph comes to us from Ringgold, Georgia. Wherever that is, Ringgold, Georgia, and I have been studying this photograph. It is important for you to understand that it's of a UFO, and I get a lot of photographs of UFOs, and I don't send a lot of them forward to the website because they just are not sufficiently clear. You know, you get blurry photographs of this or that, and, you know, you get a light or a blur, and that's all it is, and there's no point in sending that up there. But this one from Ringgold, Georgia, it says, photo taken of an alien craft on 4697 from the west side of, I guess it's Whitty Oak Mountain, hovering over Ringgold, Georgia. And this is an intriguing photograph. There is no question about it. I want you to know I've got the original photograph. Some might be inclined to say it could be, when you look at it, it might be a kite. And I can't rule out that possibility. But I think, given its forward size, its forward dimensions, which you can sort of perceive, and its size relative to its obvious distance, this one is pretty hard to explain. Pretty hard to explain. And so I have sent that forward. That is up there right now. You'll see it as one of the new items. Item two, there is a photograph of my wife and myself during happier times in Los Angeles. not very long ago, and someone else took it and sent it to me. Thank you very much. Somebody was down at the convention in Los Angeles. And so I scanned that and sent both, and that's up there as well. There's also this really interesting rogue market. If you get a chance, go explore the rogue market. We just put that up there. And I want to thank you all for buying my stock. The rogue market is a place where you can play buying stock of people. People and, you know, celebrities and so forth and so on. It's a gigantic, actually very large marketplace. And I noted that I was involved in it. Or no, somebody sent me a fax and said you're involved in it. So I thought, fine, I'll let my listeners know about it. And my stock has been breaking the circuit breakers every day. So it's got to be good to get in on right now, because I'm telling you, it's got nowhere to go but up. No money involved. It's all just for fun. But it really is fun. It's pretty neat fun. So those who get in early with me obviously are going to make a lot of stock.
Now we take you back to the night of August 1st, 1997, on Art Bell, Somewhere in Time.
Back now to David Oates. David.
Yes, sir.
Okay, away we go.
Okay, what are we starting with?
Well, you know, I said it's reverse speech is dangerous, and you proved that point on a personal basis very early on here.
Yeah.
It gets a lot more dangerous, because instead of finding out what your wife secretly thinks or husband secretly thinks, if you are going to find out what President Clinton secretly thinks, or what your senator secretly thinks, now that ought to be good.
Yeah.
Now you're into really, really dangerous territory, and I know your house was burned down.
Yes, it was. We had the burnt out shell up on top of the hill to verify it. Actually, they're pulling it down now, finally, and starting to rebuild it. So maybe we'll move back in a year or so. We'll see. But I will continue on, and we are going to do some dangerous stuff tonight. We will begin with looking at President Clinton's budget announcement on Wednesday. Remember, he made the announcement about the
agreement.
The agreement about this historic balanced budget that they had finally passed. So let's. I have three fairly good reversals on this. So let us begin.
The budget agreement that we announced today would not be possible had it not been for the tough vote taken in 1993.
Okay, we're going to run this reversal. I'm going to start off by telling some people. I mean, I don't mind not telling, and seeing if people can hear it by themselves, but let's just lead into it slowly.
All right.
And this first reversal says we had to sign it.
We had to sign it.
Oh, God, that's clear.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, that's just as clear as forward.
Yeah, I mean...
We had to sign it, and I'll tell you, there was blood on the floor back in 93.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never forget that vote. That was back when politics was interesting. We had to sign it.
Yeah, there was no choice. Here it is once more.
We had to sign it.
Okay, so, that sets the theme. He was, there was a real pressure on him, obviously, to pass his budget through.
All right. Well, I guess I'm getting to be an old hand, David, and everybody, David's running these backwards at two speeds. I feel like I don't need it, but I guess a lot of people do.
Yeah, well, they still do. I think, I find that some people can't hear it. When they're first, confronted with this, I mean, you go back to your very first time I was on the air. It was probably the third speed before you could up in it, and that's fairly common in class. In the classes I teach for the first 1 or 2 months, we run them at varying speeds, and as people have used to this and playing a lot of reversals, we begin to hear it at normal speed.
Sure.
All right, so here's the second reversal in the budget address.
By investing fully $24 billion, we will be able to provide quality medical care for these children, everything from regular checkups to major surgery.
And this one says, see the fake, look it up.
See the fake, look it up. See the fake, look it up.
You hear that one?
Yes.
Yeah, and once more.
See the fake, look it up.
And essentially what it means is what you're seeing is not what it really appears, and all one has to do is go and look at the bill or look at what's been passed, and it'll become fairly obvious that it is not all that it appears to be. And, I mean, this is no surprise to people that our politicians are not presenting the story the way it really is.
Do you think you might be able to find an asbestos house?
I think I'm going to have to find something like that. Yeah, I really, you know, when I've made certain security arrangements, which we hope will be in, which we hope will work, and we had another break into the office this week. It's starting to drive me crazy.
How many times now have they broken into your office?
This is the third in since the fire, and the fire was at the beginning of April. So what's that? April, May, June, July, 4 months.
You know what I bet, David?
What's that?
I bet there are people out there who want to know what's coming next, and whether they might be the one next to be reversed by Oates.
Well, I am building up quite a reputation out there. I'm aware of that, and I've been public for quite some time now. And some people are nervous. I mean, that's fairly obvious. But reverse speech is here to stay, and there's thousands of people out there doing it now, and it's just getting more and more popular all the time. So it's not just me. There's a whole bunch of others, but obviously I'm the founder of the movement, so I'm the one that people look at.
Well, most founding fathers, David, have not fared well over history. Even those of our own nation were pretty well persecuted, burned out, and hung.
Well, I'm going to try and reverse that trend. I intend to be around here for a long, 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 long time.
Good for you.
I tell you, I've got two beautiful kids who I am very close to, and they need their dad.
I mean, that has to actually, now getting serious for a second, that has to factor into your thinking. The fact that you have a family, you have...
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Sometimes I just seem to have a blasé attitude about it, and I ask myself this question too. You know, I mean, I had an incident back in Dallas, when I lived in Dallas many years ago, where I was shot at, and we've got this latest one, I just keep on going. This is my career. This is my life. I don't know what else I could do now anyway. You know, it's really reverse speech and David Oates are one and the same. I mean, what else am I going to do? And I believe in this so strongly. I mean, once I became personally convinced of it, we need this so much. Society needs to come back to honesty and congruity again, and there's so many scams and cons and government cover-ups out there.
I know.
We have to find a way to find out what's going on, and I believe, and I'm supposed to because I'm the founder, but I believe that reverse speech is the way. It is the way that we can find out, and how can I put that down? I mean, I couldn't do it. I mean, once you've found the golden apple, where do you go from there, if you understand what I'm trying to say?
I do, and I had confirmation, by the way, through some sources, that reverse speech has been used now by certain covert organizations,
yeah,
whose three-letter initials we all know, for years and years and years and years.
Yeah.
And so our government, probably all governments, know about this, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I haven't had confirmations. I've had unconfirmed rumors for quite some time. But yes, I would be very surprised if they're not using it. It's extremely obvious, extremely clear. Anyone with half a brain who looks at it seriously and in depth can see that this is real, and the security implications are just monumental. They really are. It's probably one of the most incredible intelligence tools that anyone can have.
For example, back prior to the Gulf War, when Saddam Hussein was being very belligerent, I would imagine if you could do some Iraqi reversals, he would be talking about peace in the region, and it would probably reverse too. Soon Kuwait will be ours.
I've got some reversals. I did quite extensive analysis on Desert Storm back then, and they're actually up on my website in one of the archives.
Really?
Yeah, if you go to my website at www.com. reversespeech.com, that's reversespeech in one word, all lower caps, .com, and go to the Back Talk section. That's the old newsletter I used to put out, and there's several pages on reversals of Saddam Hussein and I think the Iraqi ambassador and Bush and Cheney, and there's quite an extensive section back there.
I am constantly getting requests for you to reverse this person or reverse that person.
Yeah.
Do you have sort of a top 10 list you keep of things you're going to go to work on?
Probably. Let me see. Probably top of my list is Ed Dames. Second
Ed
after
Dames.
That is Richard Hoagland. These are the requests I get constantly. Clinton, obviously. I have already had half a dozen emails today to reverse your guest from last night.
I know.
And for the 3 hours I listened to him, I would love to do reversals on that.
So. Well, let's do it.
Oh, sure, if you're game.
Let's do it, brother Ollie. Yes, indeed. Let's do it.
Oh, that would be a bonanza. My reverse machine will burst in flames, I think. I'll go and do that next week. Someone actually emailed me this morning and I didn't respond to him. He lived fairly close to me and had a tape of it, and I just didn't have time to even. I was so busy getting ready for tonight.
Take advantage of the offer.
I will do it, and we will do reversals on Brother Muhammad and present them on your program when I'm ready. I'm extremely interested in that one.
Okie dokie. There is a mandatory. Going back, and you've got to give me a couple of the kids, because I love the kids. Everybody loves the kids.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll go.
Now, this was when David was very young, early in his reverse speech life, when he had when his now children were just infants, you know.
Right.
Babbling baby talk.
Yeah, and I'm very close to my kids. I know people probably don't know. I've got twin daughters, and they are now 10 years old. I've raised them by myself since they were 3 years of age. So we have a very close bond. Actually, quite fascinating. They're completely opposite from each other. One is tall and skinny and brunette, and the other is short and plump and blonde.
Really?
Yeah, which I've always thought has been very ironic, considering I'm researching opposites of language. I have two twin daughters who are also opposite. I've always been fascinated by the connection there. And actually, they're on the front page of my website, too.
Maybe you have a reverse gene.
Well, I was, my whole family was raised, my whole family for the last three generations lived in raised in a town called Glenelg, which is spelt G-L-E-N-E-L-G, exactly the same forwards as it is backwards, which is fascinating too.
Figures.
And my speech stutter, you know, reversals occur more primarily in stutters and pauses of language. And so, yeah, I have a very strong belief that I was born for this. It's in my genes. It's in my heritage. It's in everything about me, you know. And
all right. At the time you did these reversals, though, and this will send chills down your spine, folks.
Yeah.
These were... How old? 3 and 4 months?
Yeah, well, the first one I'm about to play is at the 7 months. That's the one I've got queued up.
Seven months.
You know this one. Everyone knows this one. This is me chasing my daughter around the room with a tape player. She suddenly sees a tape player and reaches out for it.
And baby, back, baby babble.
Absolutely. And backwards, what's that? And again. Very, very clear one.
Oh, so clear with that ethereal little wavy sound that seems to come from the infants. And
I love that one. This is another favorite one of mine that I always play. She's in the bathtub, and this is close to 12 months of age. She's in the bathtub trying to pick up a cup, and she can't pick it up, and she reaches out to me for help. And backwards, it's David, help me.
I mean, now, I still hear in that one, David, pause, help me, David.
Okay, let's run it again. I can hear a very, what... Let's do it again. Yeah, just in the background at the end, sure. I mean, I wouldn't document that. I have fairly strict research protocols, and they must meet certain linguistic standards for me to even to be documented, let alone played on the air. So, but yeah, sure, I can hear that.
All right.
And
there's one more.
One more. Okay. This is one that one of my students found fairly recently, and I love this one. This has come to my regular playlist now. This is a kid with a dirty diaper, and Dad's bringing him the diaper.
Yes, Dan, I got a diaper for you.
A diaper?
Yeah.
And yeah, when the kid says a diaper,
yes,
he says, "Help me out."
Help me out. Help me out.
Oh, that's great, David.
Yeah, and let's run that one forwards and backwards. Forwards.
Diaper.
Backwards.
Help me out.
Just a classic example, you know.
It is. Yeah. Children are great, and so there you go, folks. Did you hear that now? Again, it's an infant. Again. Not even the same set and setting, a different infant, the same ethereal kind of ghost-like sound behind it.
Yeah, yeah, they're all, you know, they all have that. They all have that same one.
If you have any more children, let's get it in now. We've got about a minute or so.
Okay, this is an Australian example. It's two kids playing, and one child notices an inoculation mark on the other kid's arm and says, "Do you have an injection?"
He has an injection, but what do they? Much better.
Backwards, she says, "I hated them."
I hated them.
And
yes.
That's a very clear example, you know, and just a natural reaction for a young child to have. I don't like these injections. Please don't give them to
me. Of course, David. I've got to ask why this sort of ethereal sound, you can take two tapes and you can phase them together and you can get a sound that is very much approximates that. What do you think we've got going on here?
Well, I have a theory only. Okay, it's only a theory, but see, I don't believe it's just one voice speaking. I believe it's many voices speaking. Part of my deeper theories of reverse speech is that consciousness is comprised of hundreds or thousands of different parts, and these different parts are all speaking in reverse.
What?
And you've got three or four at once.
But different with it. Okay, we'll have to pick this up after the top of the hour. We're coming to the top of the hour. Radio gives us the luxury of lots of time. So we'll get to it all. Ahead, Colonel Corso and NASA. And from what I've told about NASA, well, all I can say is, buckle in. I think I might want to hear a couple of more kits. Those things are good, aren't they?
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight, featuring a replay of Coast to Coast AM from August 1st, 1997. Networks presents Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight's program originally aired August 1st, 1997.
Top of the morning, everybody. Dave John Oates is here, Mr. Reverse Speech. And before this night ends, you will know the truth about Colonel Corso. You will know the truth about NASA. And much more as we continue with one of the most fascinating things you'll ever hear on the radio, Reverse Speech. And I think I'm not yet done with the infants, children who cannot yet talk in a forward direction and yet can talk in reverse. It's absolutely remarkable.
Coast to Coast AM is happy to announce that our website is now optimized for mobile device users, specifically for the iPhone and Android platforms. Now, you'll be able to connect to most of the offerings of the Coast website on your phone in a quick and streamlined fashion. And if you're a Coast insider, you'll have our great subscriber features right on your phone, including the ability to listen to live programs and stream previous shows. No special app is necessary to enjoy our new mobile site. Simply visit coasttocoastam.com on your iPhone or Android browser. Looking for the truth? You'll find it on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
I think now, as we look back, we can probably say with pretty good certainty that some people in government might have been aware of what was going on and they turned their cheek the other way just to let it happen. I also believe that some bigger groups got involved with Al-Qaeda to do what they did on that horrible day. This wasn't just a small group of people who came in and did their thing. There was a much bigger picture there. And if you see the events that have unfolded since this tragedy occurred, how we've lost rights, how we used it to go into Afghanistan and Iraq, and how it has really not stopped, because it's going to continue. We're going to have more and more episodes and more involvements in other countries. And just mark my word, this planet is going through an incredible change. And thank God we've got you here to talk with us about it.
Now we take you back to the night of August 1st, 1997, on Art Bell, Somewhere in Time.
All right, here we go again into the world of reverse speech. And by the way, I want to welcome a powerhouse, K-A-L-L, in Salt Lake City. So, hey, folks, in Salt Lake City, guess what? You can hear us now. K-A-L-L is 910 on the dial, 5,000 non-directional watts on 910. So indeed you will hear us well, and very, very pleased to be on the air at KALL in Salt Lake. So there you are. John Oates is my guest. Reverse speech is the topic, and here he is once again. David, welcome back.
Thank you,
And when we left off, you were saying something that I don't quite understand. We were talking about this weird little ethereal sound that comes along with reversals of children, and you said you thought it was many voices.
Yeah, well, that gets into my whole metaphoric theory of the unconscious mind. One of the great things about reverse speech is that it accesses the totality of consciousness. And for centuries, that's been a very dark, unknown area. We've really had no way to go down and probe it. And it's probably where the majority of my research is in exploring consciousness and the metaphoric structures of behavior. It's a topic I haven't really covered much on the air. And what I am discovering is that the human psyche or consciousness is not one being or personality as we consider, but it's a multitude of many different parts all speaking at once or all acting simultaneously. You take the classic example, you want to go and eat an ice cream, but you're on a diet, and so part of you says go and have that ice cream, the other part says no, don't do that, you will put on weight. And in reverse, we actually hear these two different voices speaking, and sometimes this gets down to the deeper aspects of reverse speech, and sometimes you will actually hear them dialoguing with each other in different tones. You'll have you'll hear a different tonal pitch from one part and another tonal pitch from the other. And when you listen to these reversals, they have this echoey, multiple layered sound to them. And part of my theory is that the reason for this etheric sound is because it's many parts speaking all at the same time.
It's also a child saying something intelligible in reverse before this child has learned to speak forward.
That is correct. I maintain that language begins backwards before it does forwards. And see, that's not out of keeping with many accepted theories of child psychology.
No, that's right.
As Jean Piaget theorized, a lot of the cognitive functions of children begin backwards before it does forwards.
Well, certainly our subconscious mind is operating before our conscious mind has learned the tools it needs to make vocal speech.
Of that, there is no doubt. And
yes.
And that is why reverse speech begins before forward speech.
All right. So if you have any more children or any more cool infants...
Well, yeah, look, I've got a couple I want to play. Let's just play this one first.
You sing now, buddy.
No, we are going to sing.
And it's just a mum and child chatting away, and backwards the child says, our mummy's sweet.
Abnormally sweet.
Classic reversal. Uh-huh. Let's just do it one more time.
Abnormally sweet.
There we go.
Mommy's sweet. There's no question about that.
None whatsoever. And let me do another one. This is getting on a little bit. This is actually at 6 years of age, but it's such an astoundingly clear reversal. I want to play it, and I want to see if you can pick this one out without me telling you.
Okay? All right.
And this is my daughter when she was six, and she had run away from home, supposedly, but I'd followed her the whole time, so she was quite safe.
I was following you and watching you. I was hiding behind the car watching what you were doing.
Where is?
Yes.
I never knew that.
No, because I was being very sneaky.
Okay, so you can tell by her tone of voice forward, she's up to something. I never knew that.
Yes.
And I'm going to run that section backwards twice and see if you can pick up at least one or two words. And do it again. What do you hear there?
I'm not sure.
Okay, let me, well, it says, Daddy never knew.
Yeah, now I hear it. All right. Oh, now it's clear as a bell.
Yeah.
David, all right, so we've got to talk about this.
Yes.
People will frequently say, unless David tells us what it is, we won't hear it.
Yes.
And to some degree, they're correct.
And to some degree, they are correct. Absolutely.
So now, suppose... you were to try to tell me, let's try an experiment. Let's take the same reverse clip.
Yes.
Only this time, tell me it says something else.
We're doing the same clip.
Lie to me.
Okay. I ran away.
Okay, see, I don't hear that. No way do I hear that.
There's no way you can hear that. I understand the skepticism, but the fact is, if it's not there, you will not hear it. I can suggest it till I'm blue in the face.
Yeah, okay, that's the way I want to prove it. Let me take a second to tell the audience again, I've spent a year of my life as a police dispatcher in Monterey County. As a matter of fact, I've heard from a lot of my old colleagues since I mentioned that. And... for weeks and weeks and weeks, they don't let you anywhere near real dispatching because lives are at stake. And they make you sit there with headphones and listen to the traffic. I mean, you've got stuff coming at you left and right, fast and furious, particularly in an emergency. And frankly, the new person, can no more hear what's going on than the man in the moon. They sit there with their mouths hung open and have, saying to themselves, I'll never be able to do this. Well, the fact of the matter is, after you've done it and listened to it 8 hours a day, grindingly, 5 days a week, trust me, in about 2 or 3 weeks, you begin to hear it all. Your mind, your brain begins to become adjusted. So that's what the brain does. And I think we need to even go a little further with what we're doing right now. Let's do it one more time. Take this same one that I could not honestly properly hear. I couldn't tell you what was being said until you told me. But if you tell me something else, or you lie to me, it then doesn't come out. Only when you tell me what really is being said do I hear it.
Right.
Try it again. Try it again. Take the same one.
Okay, the same one. Okay. Mummy hasn't flown.
Mommy never. No, mom.
Yeah. I mean, you just can't hear it. Hey, look.
That's
right. Let me pull up a different one this time. Okay.
All right. Sure. Let's do
not
that.
Not one that you've already been clued up to. This is, I just picked this one at random. I honestly did. So,
All right.
I know what this is. This is me and a friend of mine chatting away. Okay, I'm going to run it forward.
I was hoping to get one. Actually, I have it there. I'll give it to you. And
okay, now this reversal says, I don't want to see you.
Do
you hear that?
No.
Okay, what about pleased to be your friend?
Pleased to be your friend?
Yes.
Pleased to be your friend?
Right.
Of course. Yeah, I hear that clearly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've done experiments like this over and over and over again. You just, if it's not there, you cannot hear it.
But
and
this is the first time we have ever done this for the audience.
Oh, and I'm very glad they're doing it, quite frankly, because I get so many emails about it, you know, and I do experiments like this in class all the time, and you know, and it's like learning anything new. Once you get used to the rhythm and the sound and the tonality, you begin to hear it. And
here.
I see a learning curve with all new students I train. For the first 3 months, they're lost. I mean, well, not, yeah, most likely lost. It's like, oh, is that there? Is that there? I don't know. But after 3 or 4 months, as the learning curve progresses, they gradually begin to hear them.
Right.
And without being prompted, and in class, we run tapes back live, and after about 6 months or so, many of the students will hear the same reversal at the same time.
I would like to ask you a question.
Yes,
you teach. You have students.
Yes,
you have
sir.
Classes. You have sessions.
Yes,
when your students graduate, David, what use do most of them generally go and make of this newly acquired skill?
Okay, well, I've got two analysts in San Diego now who have set themselves up in full-time practice in therapy, which is the majority of my work. They're doing exceptionally well. I've got another one of my students who's actually gone over to Germany to start reverse speech over there, and she's lecturing and doing seminars and workshops, doing amazingly well.
Huh.
I've got one of my.
So, in other words, let me stop you. Most of this is done and used for therapy, for bringing things out that help people deal with their own problems. Yes,
that is correct. Its use in therapy is just monumental. I mean, in one half an hour session, you can get right to the source and cause of any person's problem or psychosis. You really can, as a diagnostic tool alone, without getting into the change side, but diagnostically, it is stunningly accurate, probably too accurate for some people.
All right. Have you had, this is a natural question, psychiatrists, people who do therapy of varying kinds,
Yes, I do. I have a close association with several psychiatrists. One I think off the top of my head is Dr. Dennis Gersten here in San Diego. He's an extremely well-renowned psychiatrist. He's has his own radio program. He's got a couple of books out. We do a lot of work together. He will send me his clients. He will tape his sessions and send me the tapes, and we do contract tape work, and then I'll prepare a session transcript and send it back to him.
Okay, then does he, out of curiosity, actually present to his clients the reversals, or does he use those reversals in us diagnosing and treating the patient?
Well, he's unsure what to do right now. He did present reversals to some clients initially and found it almost too overwhelming for them. I maintain he just needs a little he just needs to understand a little bit how to present it. We have a slight difference of opinion over that. I believe what he's doing now is using the information privately for greater insight into his client. Although we were just on the phone today, he was telling me about a client of his who was in the office, and he recorded the client live on the spot and played back the reversal on the spot, and it went and it gave the client tremendous insight as to what his actual issue was.
Fascinating.
So, but he's of the opinion after working with this that the knowledge it gives is really outside of what he has learnt and what most psychology and classes teach. I'm sure he's probably listening to the program tonight.
So he's kind of at war. He's a little bit at war with himself about it.
Well, not at war over the reality of reverse speech, but at war over how to present it to his clients and how specifically to use it. I maintain he needs to take training and learn the techniques that I have learned, and I think he's heading in that direction now. I'm sure he will correct me tomorrow when we're off the air.
Well, what I would like to see is C-SPAN 3 with David Oates presiding. And you would simply be constantly recording our representatives in the House and the Senate and reversing them on C-SPAN 3, and I bet you'd get better ratings.
Well, I'm just starting to do just that, surprisingly enough. As you may mention it, I've spent the last week decking out my office here. I've got 1, 2, 3 TVs and VCRs, and I'm downloading. I've got them all running at once, and that's the direction I'm going to move into.
Oh, they're going to burn you at the stake, David.
Oh, well, we will see.
Do you have, before we get into Colonel Corso, which we will after the bottom of the hour because everybody's dying for that.
Yeah.
Do you have any more, I know what I want. My favorite political one, if you've got it, when George Bush was leaving office.
Oh, yeah, I love that one.
So do I. And then there's one other Clinton one I like about kissing.
Okay, we can do both of those. Okay, here's George Bush. This is actually the inauguration of Bill Clinton. And so the commentator is just saying goodbye to George Bush. Here we go.
Today our nation bids a gracious goodbye to an outgoing administration and warmly welcome in a new one as William Jefferson Clinton takes office as the 42nd President of the United States.
Okay, very diplomatic. The reversal occurs in this forward section.
A gracious goodbye to an outgoing administration.
And backwards he says, you're fired. Just a classic example, and I've actually got a little audio trick on this. I'm going to run it forwards again and then play it backwards, and I've got the reversal repeating over and over again.
All right.
Today our nation bids a gracious goodbye to an outgoing administration.
Just classic.
That is, by the way, what the country did with President Bush. They fired him, there's no question about it.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't so much the Bill Clinton won office, it was the fact that George was fired. I mean, I think anyone would, any political commentator would verify that.
And now my favorite Clinton one.
This has a very talk about contextual relationships. This one has a very interesting contextual relationship. He's being asked a question about how does he avoid being unduly influenced.
President, the Senator mentioned trial lawyers and campaign. That means campaign financing. How do you personally avoid being unduly influenced by people who give you money or give you services in your campaigns?
Well, I try to articulate my positions as clearly as possible.
Where he says, I try to articulate my positions as clearly as possible. Backwards, she's a fun girl to kiss.
She's a fun girl to kiss.
She's a fun girl to kiss.
Oh, it could be fine, actually. I'm not too, but I think fun.
She's a fun girl to kiss.
That's very clear.
Yeah.
That's very clear. Now, let's try it one last time. At regular reverse speed, lie to me.
Lie to you. Yep. Okay. I don't take any money from anyone.
She's a fun girl to kiss.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you tell me that's not there. I mean, you know, I mean, and what you've got to do is you've got to follow this through and listen for the vowels, listen for the consonants, count out the syllables, check it all out. Does it linguistically meet the requirements that that phrase should sound?
All
and
right.
If it does, document it.
Yes, and one more thing, David, hang tight. Any of you can try this at home. In other words, there's no magic here. You can do this with a computer. You can do it with a tape recorder. Try it yourself. And I have had hundreds of faxes from people who said, well, I didn't believe it. When I began to try it myself, my ear suddenly came alive, and it's as real can be. That's been the majority of the audience that's responded. More reverse speech, Colonel Corso, coming up.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time, on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from August 1st, 1997. Somewhere in Time on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from August 1st, 1997.
Well, finally, somebody with a little compassion. Art, on behalf of my Panasonic fax machine, I extend its deepest sympathy on your recent loss. The relationship I have with my fax is only exceeded by my attachment to one of my boats, which best can be described as mechanical mania of the highest vesselized order. Truly indescribable, symbiotic interaction that is platonic, but nevertheless compelling. So, in memorial to your once viable, reliable HP 950, a contribution has been made in its name to the International Society for the Prevention of Overload and Other Abuse of Facsimile Devices, the Swedish Division. Thank you for so much understanding, Daryl, in Los Angeles. Nobody but you could truly understand the significance and the size of my loss. Back to David Oates and reverse speech, Colonel Corso, just about straight ahead.
Streamlink, the audio subscription service of Coast to Coast AM, has a new name, Coast Insider. You'll still get all the same great features for the same low price. The package includes podcasting, which automatically downloads shows for you, and the iPhone app. You'll also get our amazing download library of 3 full years of shows. That's over 1,000 shows for you to collect and enjoy. If you're a fan of Coast, you won't want to be without Coast Insider. Visit coasttocoastam.com to sign up. Looking for the truth? You'll find it on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Let me ask you this. What is going on to necessitate this so quickly? there seems to be a deadline in their brains, and they need to get this done.
They know their whole New World Order is inches from going up in flames, so they're afraid of the awakening, and they know that their collapse is about to take place. Because we've been asleep at the switch, and we've let incredibly corrupt interests take control of our society.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time, on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from August 1st, 1997.
The man who runs the Arizona chapter, actually the Phoenix chapter of the Art Bell Club, Barry Young, KFYI. And a wonderful job he does down there, too, apparently has had comments on reverse speech, because I just got this fax over my new but yet unloved machine. It says, "Hey, Art, last week on the Dr. Science show, Barry Young explained that reverse speech is just the mind trying to make order out of chaos. In essence, he said, it's all just the imagination. Please ask David how often supposed people of science," that's in quotes, "have this denial reaction." David?
Yes, sir. Well, I'd say that's more often than not, unfortunately. Many people will immediately dismiss it, and the sad part about all of that is that I've never come across anyone who has dismissed it yet who has not done some serious looking at it. And all that one has to do is to run a tape in reverse, and I guarantee within 30 minutes you will find something that will make you radically change your mind. And I can think of a classic example about this. We get phone calls to our office all the time, people who find reversals, and one man said he went over his friend's house and a friend had a machine. He was explaining what reverse speech was, and he picked up the tape player and said, "This is a load of rubbish. What is this all about?" or words to that effect. And he played it back, and the very first thing he heard was, "I'm so cynical." And he said, "I wasn't cynical after that."
All right, somebody send me tapes. I want to reverse Dr. Young. And it says, P.S. here. P.S. Art, this is from Rob in Phoenix. He said, P.S., today on the Dr. Science show, the face on Mars was revealed to be your face.
Well, that explains it. Of course it does. Who else would it be but Art Bell?
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, I'd like to just quickly state I had the pleasure of speaking at the Art Bell Chat Club in Los Angeles the other Friday night.
Oh, so I heard. Yes, I really got some good faxes on that.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I had just a marvelous time, and I would like to thank all of those who went and those who put the event on, and it was just great. I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
All right. Now, let me set this up. Colonel Corso appeared on my program, actually twice. Once with Linda Moulton Howe, and the co-author of the book The Day After Roswell. Colonel Corso is a man who says, and I think very believably, that he was in a very high position. He was in a procurement position, an R&D position, and he had Roswell artifacts. This begins to get very serious. In other words, he had artifacts from the crash of a saucer at Roswell. He took these artifacts, scientific artifacts, and infused them into industry in America, which resulted in many things we now have and like, probably not my fax machine, but fiber optics, I guess night vision goggles, and many, many more current technological advances that we enjoy today that came from this crash. Things that were back engineered. And he had the power. He was in the right place. He was up there in the White House. I mean, it's an amazing, amazing story this man tells. And it's hard to disbelieve. Now, he's in his 80s. I believe he's 82 years old, something like that, Colonel Corso. And So that's the background of who we are going about to get reversals on. It was a staggeringly interesting program, and of course, I immediately got zillions of requests for David Oates to do reversals on Colonel Corso, and that is what comes now.
And that is what I have indeed done. I've done reversals on all of his appearance on Dreamland, and most of his appearance on the second time that he was on. Essentially, I mean, let me give you my analysis up front, and I'll give you the overview, and we'll look at the details. This man is telling the absolute and complete truth. He has no hidden agenda behind his statements. There's no guile, there's no unseen motives. What you see is what you get. An extremely congruent man who very matter-of-factly has communicated probably what I consider to be some of the most important, significant information of this century. It's just incredible stuff.
I would have bet my hot tub on that.
Yeah,
I mean, just listening to him forward, David, everybody, I think, and that was what was so shocking about it. You have the sense that here's a simple man telling simply the truth.
And that's exactly what his reversals are. Very simple, very direct, very much to the point. So let us begin, and with one of the very first ones we found.
I had an instruction book where I made the notes in my report that I gave to the general the next morning.
Okay, he's talking, speaks for itself, and then backwards he says, sworn the general.
Sworn the general.
Uh-huh.
Sworn the general.
And once more?
Sworn the general.
Sworn the general.
And that refers to the oath he made to the general, I think, that, it's obviously the very first thing on his mind as he begins his program.
As a matter of fact, it's interesting you should mention that, because he said he did have an oath, and the only thing that released him to write the book was the death of the general.
Exactly.
And that
correct.
Was an oath he had taken. So, sworn the general, that sure does make sense.
Yeah, the very first thing on his mind, one of the very first reversals that came out, makes complete sense.
Yep.
Okay, now he's talking about one of the, he saw an alien body in a crate and in an airfield. And,
that's right.
He's describing it now.
How big would you say this creature was?
Well, it wasn't even 5 feet tall. In fact, I thought it was a small child when I first saw it.
And backwards he says, it was so real.
It was so real.
A little bit on.
It was so real.
God, that's clear.
Yeah, very clear. It's a little bit quick, but, it was so real. Yeah,
and so I'm sort of curious what this has done to you.
It's changed my entire outlook, quite frankly. I find myself unwittingly in an area I would have not have chosen to be in, quite frankly. Reverse speech is bizarre enough as it is without bringing the UFO information in it as well. But
causing you to begin to believe, David?
Oh, absolutely. And it's more than just believing. It's far more than that. This has got to be the most significant information of this century.
I agree.
It really is. And I have two emotions running at once. One is just incredible fascination and intrigue. And the other is just deep anger at the government and the authorities who are not only covering this up, but blatantly lying to us and treating these creatures and with just contempt, quite frankly, based on the reversals I played on your programs.
All right. More Corso.
Okay. And this next one, we're going to... Oh, he's just talking about the aliens again. Just a little bit delay in getting this one up. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's going all right.
Okay, so here we come. He's talking about the alien still on the truck.
There were five trucks total. And he said it came from some airfield in Fort Riley, they said, and they're heading for Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And that was all it was said.
Now, this reversal was extremely interesting because it connects back to a reversal I found on Victor. And you may remember the analysis I did on that. And,
of course.
Yeah, this reversal said, see, it's your friend. And it's exactly the same reverse, almost identical to reversal I found on Victor's. They are our friends.
Yes, our friends. Yes, our friends.
Hear that one okay?
Yes, our friends.
Oh, very, very okay, yes.
Yeah, and this is a theme, I've done, half a dozen of these analyses now, and I'm beginning to notice threads now connecting all these together. Common themes, common information being verified and confirmed. This next one is also a common theme.
And this was in a veterinary office.
Well, we have veterinaries, and that's a logical place to keep some of this.
Sure.
The next reversal says, say they must speak. It's helpful. And I think it's a slightly frustration that he has because they don't speak. And that's something that Victor commented on as well, was that the aliens don't speak. And I think this is him wanting them to speak because it would be helpful. They say they must speak. It's helpful.
Say they must speak. It's your thing. Say they must speak. It's your thing.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay. And this next one is extremely straightforward. What you see with the Colonel Corso is essentially exactly what you get. He's talking about the intelligence reports, etc.
Because intelligence processes collect, evaluate, cooperate, and then come forward with your report.
Yep. And Russell says, yeah, we have it.
Yeah, we have it.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and a lot of his reversals are very simple. There's really no need for an explanation. This is an amusing one. This one here had me laughing. He was talking about his relationship with General Trudeau.
He didn't tell me what was that, boy. Later on, he used to joke a lot when he came to my office and you say, where's Corso's junk file or his nut file? Because the items actually were on my desk and they looked like I picked them out of a wastebasket or something.
And he's just reminiscing. And,
sure.
Backwards he says, I set him off once in a while.
I'll set him off once in a while.
Oh, man.
I'll set him off once in a while.
Yeah.
I'll set him off once in a while.
Oh, that's very clear at just the regular speed. I
oh, yeah. Very clear reversal, a very casual, matter-of-fact conversation. You know, he's just reminiscing, and once in a while I set this guy off, you know. And and his reversals are very similar to his forward dialogue. Simple, direct, and that's another thing in my mind that validates and verifies reverse speech. You know, the tone of the reversals differ from person to person to person.
Now, this is an 82-year-old man, so we have spanned from infants to an 82-year-old man. What are we likely to find in a man of Colonel Corso's age?
Okay, well, the reversals, I generally found the clarity to be down just a touch. I found them to be not quite as clear, certainly, as the kid's reversals. I also noticed that as the interview went on, the levels of reversals dropped off.
He was getting tired.
He was getting tired. And you also had a couple of them come out of left field. It was like, huh? What does that mean? It seemed to have no relationship or context to the forward dialogue. Just maybe a half a dozen of him, and you can track it. His mind's drifting. He's going off into some other place.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I noticed. That, not at the beginning of the interviews, but towards the end, they would drop off, if they're particularly in clarity, and seem to lose their contextual relationship. So that's what I noticed. Okay, so let's look at another one here. He's just talking about the general again, I think.
The projects that went out were normal research and development contracts.
Makes sense, yes.
They weren't sub rosa or anything like that.
Right.
Or any say, we can't tell you, no. We put them out in that sense.
And Reversal says, you feel a Roswell boss. And I think he's talking about Trudeau, who's probably in charge of all the artifacts collected from Roswell, I would imagine.
You know Roswell boss?
Huh.
You know Roswell boss?
I think that's fairly clear.
You know Roswell boss?
Boy, is it ever.
Yeah, and you know, and there you have backwards a name, Roswell. And you might remember we had the reversal on the Mars NASA one, the Cydonia. And if you may remember that one.
Well, as a precursor to the latest NASA stuff, we will roll over a little of the older NASA stuff.
Sure. Yeah, we'll pull some of them out.
Which is astounding. And I guess the new NASA stuff is every bit as astounding.
Just as astounding. I don't have as many of them. I've only probably got about 20 reversals I can play on air. I just didn't have the time to, you know, the press conference was just this week, and I haven't had time to devote all my... I didn't give the analysis I wanted. wanted, but just what I found, just in the short time I had to look at it, is astounding. Oh no, I've got 27 reversals on there.
But anyway. David, here we have a man, an honorable veteran, a colonel retired, who is making claims that he had Roswell crash debris, that over years he infused all of this into American industry. This is such a non-trivial claim.
Yep.
That your confirmation in these reversals is very important.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This man is telling the truth. I would say he's probably one of the most significant people in America right now. We need to get all of his thoughts on tape. You know, I don't know whether he's listening or whether anyone listening who knows him, but please.
Oh, I bet.
Get everything that he's got to say down on tape, record it all. He is telling a completely true tale. And I state that with all certainty. I would put my reputation on the line with that statement.
We've got about a minute.
Okay, we'll do one very quickly. He's talking about Project Rainbow and a man named John von Neumann. Oh, I just lost it. Let me...
All right.
Okay, here it is.
A file I had in there that was labeled Project Rainbow.
Rainbow.
Project Rainbow was John von Neumann's project.
And the backwards, he says, Neumann knows it all.
Neumann knows all.
Very clear.
You know, David, I'm sorry. I get so astounded that I sometimes walk on the second version because I'm sitting here going, oh, my God, I can't stop myself. Please give it. Give us that again, forward and reverse.
And these things are so clear. I'm amazed.
I know. Forward and reverse.
Oh, that. Okay, let's do a forward first.
Yeah.
Okay, quick. Here we go.
There was labeled Project Rainbow.
Rainbow.
Project Rainbow was John von Neumann's project.
And Neumann knows it all.
Neumann knows it all.
I mean, you tell me that's not there.
No, that is there.
Yeah, there's no
doubt. And once more, play that in reverse at regular speed and lie to me.
Okay, Trudeau had a cup of coffee. I can't do it. I'm sorry. Okay, let me get to something simple. Neumann killed it all. I mean, you can't hear it.
There you go, folks. All right. Thank you very much, David. Relax. You've done a wonderful job. We will continue with Colonel Corso. Oh, my. That was quite congruent. And when he tries to lie to you, you don't hear what he tells you to hear, do you? But when he tells you what's really there, you hear it, don't you? Any comments?
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight, featuring a replay of Coast to Coast AM from August 1st, 1997. Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight, featuring a replay of Coast to Coast AM from August 1st, 1997.
We've got David John Oates, Mr. reverse speech with us, the founding father of reverse speech. And what are we doing right now? We're doing reversals on Colonel Philip J. Corso. And what are we getting? Nothing but the absolute truth, congruent all the way down the line. They are absolutely remarkable. As you heard, when he was here live, he sounded like he was telling the truth. Well, guess what? He was. Now, what does that mean? Well, considering the content of what he said, I would say it means quite a bit, wouldn't you? You bet. Anyway, good morning. There is a new UFO picture on the website for you to look at. I don't send up just any UFO photos. I send up the really good ones, and generally I send up ones that I have scanned myself. In other words, what I'm telling you is I have the original photograph. This one appeared over Ringgold, Georgia, wherever that is, and some might suggest it would look like a kite, and that would be the only possible explanation, but I believe with regard to the distance, it obviously is from the photographer. And there is plenty of reference foliage to establish that this object is much too big to be a kite. And I don't think it is easily explained. One other thing about this object, there is substance to the forefront of it, if you look carefully. Now, some of you, no doubt, will go down to the pixel level and try and figure this out. But it's a damn good picture, and it's up on the website right now. A sad event in my life is shadowing everything that's happening this morning, and that, of course, is the death of my favorite fax machine in all the world, my Hewlett-Packard 950, resting its dead carcass on my rug in the living room at the moment. It was so sad, so sad. And so many of you now have since, well, for example, Art, your loyal listeners feel deeply for you at this time of need. I think, however, the healing process should begin with your telling us about the new machine. I can't do that yet. Take it slowly, he says, Dan in New Orleans. Don't rush into it. Just take a deep breath and let it go. Come on, Art. It's important to take this first step. We're all behind you. Good luck, Dan in New Orleans. Then I have an official, I'll hold this one up when I get a chance, a certificate of non-operation. This is to certify that on the 1st of August, in the year 1997, the HP fax machine, who owned the human known as Art Bell, passed away and went to electronic appliance heaven. It is signed by Janet Reno and Billy Boy. And there is an official seal here, courtesy of Pastor Bradley. And then, let's see, a new fax also from Ken in Colorado, who says, hey Art, Monday, August 4th, 1997 is the deadline for station program directors and general managers to submit their votes for the Marconi Award. Good luck and Godspeed. I suppose I should make a campaign promise. For all those station PDs and GMs who vote for me, I promise a special station promo for you all. And I'll have to review what else I can do as time goes on. Anyway, David will be back in a moment, and we will continue with Colonel Corso.
Coast to Coast AM is happy to announce that our website is now optimized for mobile device users, specifically for the iPhone and Android platforms. Now, you'll be able to connect to most of the offerings of the Coast website on your phone in a quick and streamlined fashion. And if you're a Coast insider, you'll have our great subscriber features right on your phone, including the ability to listen to live programs and stream previous shows. No special app is necessary to enjoy our new mobile site. Simply visit coasttocoastam.com on your iPhone or Android browser. Looking for the truth? You'll find it on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
I think now, as we look back, we can probably say with pretty good certainty that some people in government might have been aware of what was going on, and they turned their cheek the other way. just to let it happen. I also believe that some bigger groups got involved with Al-Qaeda to do what they did on that horrible day. This wasn't just a small group of people who came in and did their thing. There was a much bigger picture there. And if you see the events that have unfolded since this tragedy occurred, how we've lost rights, how we used it to go into Afghanistan and Iraq, and how it has really not stopped, because it's going to continue. We're going to have more and more episodes and more involvement in other countries. And just mark my word, this planet is going through an incredible change. And thank God we've got you here to talk with us about it.
Streamlink, the audio subscription service of Coast to Coast AM, has a new name, Coast Insider. You'll still get all the same great features for the same low price, just 15 cents a day when you sign up for 1 year. The package includes podcasting, which offers the convenience of having shows downloaded automatically to your computer or MP3 player and the iPhone app with live and on-demand programs. You'll also get our amazing download library of 3 full years of shows. Just think, as a new subscriber, over 1,000 shows will be available for you to collect, enjoy, and listen to at your leisure. Plus, you'll get streamed and on-demand broadcasts of Art Bell's Somewhere in Time shows and 2 weekly classics. And as a member, you'll have access to our monthly live chat sessions with George Norrie and special guests. If you're a fan of Coast, you won't want to be without Coast Insider. Visit coasttocoastam.com to sign up today. Now we take you back to the night of August 1st, 1997, on Art Bell, Somewhere in Time.
Well, all right, back now to David John Oates. And again, the reversals you're going to hear now are those of Colonel Philip J. Corso, an 82-year-old man who was in the White House, actually had a file cabinet full of crash debris from Roswell, which he infused into the American industrial machine, producing a lot of what we use today, a lot of the current technology we use today. That is, in a nutshell, his story. He sounded like he was telling the truth when he was on my program. And according to what we have discovered thus far with David Oates, the truth is exactly what we got, right?
That is correct. Very congruent reversals with direct relationship to the Thor dialogue, most of them basically confirming his tale. All these reversals are up on my website, by the way. You can go to the site at www.reversespeech.com to listen to these yourself. Also, if you want to get in contact with me, you can call the office at 1-800-669-5789. That's 800-669-5789.
All right, I want to even make you promo some more, because I know that there is this yak-back little toy that they've got for sale. But it's not in the same league with the more professional model that you've got that you sell. You sell a special machine that has been modified to do reverse speech, right?
That is correct. And actually, it's very important to make that distinction. We get a lot of phone calls to the office that people are thinking that we're finding this on the computer, but I actually find them on modified Iowa reversing machines, which we sell. We have 2 models available now. Both of them record in perfect stereo, just brilliant recordings and superb audio, and they play forwards and backwards with very variable speeds. And it's important to note that I find the reversals on these machines, and then I transfer it to the computer. And we have 2 models of them available. They start at $165. Some people think the price is up a little bit on that, but I need to state that these are the top of the line Iowa machines.
Iowa, I know the name Iowa. It's top of the line, all right.
Yeah, they are all individually modified. We cover the warranty, so you know, they're just great, great machines. We've got several thousand of them out there circulating now, and people are having a whole bunch of fun with them. I've had people contact the office and say it's the best money they've spent in a long, long time. We also have the correspondence courses available if you actually want to learn this and become certified and use it as a career. And quite frankly, we need people out there doing it. I'm turning back work. I'm getting contract tapes in just many, many requests, and we can't handle the load that we've got now. I've just put on 3 new staff members just this week, or actually last week, just to handle the load that we're getting. And we are growing very, very fast. There's intense interest out there.
I would think in your employment application, you should ask people about their firearms capability, their firefighting capability, their martial arts capability.
Oh, I was very tempted to ask that when I interviewed people this time, believe me. And if anyone out there is a former security guard and wants to come and work for me, I would seriously consider the application at this stage. People are beginning to catch on. Hey, listen,
I know.
This guy is not crazy. This stuff is real.
I know.
When you consider the implication, I mean, I firmly believe it will take many years to be accepted. I'm aware of that. But as it becomes more and more accepted, the implications are just monumental. Monumental. I mean, what is going on? I mean, you've got so many people on your program presenting so many different theories. Some of them are just outstanding. And are they real or not?
Well, let us continue with what we have left of Colonel Corso.
Okay, all right. Now, this next reverse is very significant, considering the fact that Colonel Corso claims that a lot of the things that he found laid the foundation stone for most of our technological society now.
That's right.
And in this one, he's talking about what he's generally doing. He talks about integrated circuits right at the very end.
You never actually transferred materials. You transferred ideas.
At certain stages, we did.
Well, you did.
At certain stages. But it had to progress. For example, General Trudeau told me one day, getting back to the integrated circuit.
Okay, now this reversal is referring to General Trudeau, I think. It's quite quick. It's two reversals right next to each other. The first one said, had a big head, referring to Trudeau, I believe. But the next one is the significant one. It says, produced illegal patents. And if the patents are indeed illegal, then what's that doing to our technological base?
Do
you hear that at the end?
Yes, sir.
Reduced illegal patents.
All right, do it at regular speed for me.
Okay.
Produced illegal patents is quite clear.
Extremely clear. And you just consider the implications of that. Is the patents on the IC chip illegal? What about fiber optics?
Well, yes, in the strictest sense, if what the colonel says is true, then the people who invented that did not do so clearly and alone from their own little brains.
Exactly.
And that would, I think, explain the claim of illegality.
Exactly correct. I'd like to see a lawsuit challenging this. And
and have David Oates in court with his reverse speech to prove it, huh?
Well, I don't think we'll reek the courts for a while, but anyway. this next one is a little bit of a mystery. Someone may know this actually refers to a name. I'm not too sure what it means, but let's play it anyway.
Well, we weren't here, and maybe I had some intuition not to fund this and start, because we really were not in permission to exploit this and develop it.
Okay, and the reversal simply says, Dr. Gratzen said not for fun. I'd like to know who Dr. Gratzen is. Is, and it's talks, you know, some advisor I think they probably had.
Lucky Bratzen said not for fun. Lucky Bratzen said not for fun.
Hearing that one okay?
Yes, but I don't know what it means.
I don't know what it means either.
Doctor, is it Gratzen?
I think it's Gratzen. I listened to it several times. Just run it again now.
Lucky Bratzen said not for fun.
That's
again?
Very
Lucky Bratzen said not for fun.
Yeah.
That's really, really clear, yeah. But I wonder what it means.
Well, I have no idea. The next one I think is probably connected, and it's talking about the whole financial aspect of it. So you've got to realize, I mean, these all eventually became a commercial enterprise, you know, so it's not for fun.
I have no idea today. I asked some officers not too long ago that I know to try to keep it quiet, and I told them
where I thought the file could be. But it's up to somebody else to track it down because I can't do it. I'm not.
He's talking about the filing cabinet. And the two reversals here, and they are played side by side. The first one says, he hid the profit. The boss found it out.
He hid the profit. The boss found it out. He hid the profit. The boss found it out.
And I think this has got, you know, there's a trend here. All these reversals are together. Produced illegal patents. Dr. Grattan said not for fun. He hid the profit. The boss found it out. Something happened. Something of a financial nature, I think, went on.
God, that was clear.
Yeah.
Give that to me at regular speed, please.
Okay.
He hid the profit. The boss found it out.
He hid the profit. The boss found it out.
Yeah. I have no idea what that means. You know, I haven't read the Colonel's book. Maybe it's covered in the book.
Wow.
You know, let's just put it out there, and I'm on record, and let's see if someone can unravel that mystery.
Yes.
Okay, here he's talking about a light cutting torch that was in the Roswell file.
But I realized that the light beam cutting torch...
I've just got a little bit too long.
That was a little bit of Linda Howe there, actually.
Oh, okay. You want to play? I don't have reverse.
No, I'm just saying.
I realized that the light beam cutting torch I thought was in the Roswell file was actually a surgical implement, just like a scalpel that was being used by the aliens in medical experiments on our livestock, unquote. I would like now to turn the phone back to Colonel Corso to describe his first handling of this device.
And here's Corso now.
Well, my first handling was I had another device was similar to this one. And, of course, like a human doesn't know any better, I figured the batteries are dead.
And he obviously did have a light-cutting torch. Reversal simply says it severs your muscles.
Severs your muscles.
Did you hear that one okay?
I heard severs and muscles. I wasn't as sure about your.
Yeah, okay, let me run a little bit slower.
Severs your muscles.
There it is. You can hear it there. You just count the syllable count out. It's a faint reversal. It's under the breath. I played it because it's a congruent reversal. It's just, you know, adding extra information to his tale.
It severs your muscles.
Yeah, which is what the light cutting torch did. You know, and just.
I start thinking about animal mutilations when you play something like that.
Right. Oh, I can understand why. This next reversal is also about the light cutting torch. It's a very amusing one. I don't really know what it means.
That particular thing, I thought the battery was dead in that also. And I took it to lab down at Belvoir.
Quite amusing reversal. Poor sore hand that had to grab it.
Poor sore hand that had to grab it. Poor sore hand that had to grab it.
There we go. I don't know what he's talking about there, but it's a fairly amusing reversal.
Probably a personal injury.
I would say so. It severs your muscles. You know, he did give a story about a scientist who handled it and claimed his eyes popped out of his head.
That's right.
So that was interesting.
Oh, remarkable.
Yeah. Okay, here we have another one. He's talking about with some of the work they did with German scientists.
Now, I discussed the same problem with some of my German scientists. They claim that the Russians did get some German scientists, but not of the caliber that we had.
And reversal, I think he's repeating an old story from the past. It says, said NASA might damn us.
Said NASA might damn us.
Hear that one okay?
Clearly, David.
Yeah.
Said
NASA might damn us.
And there's another reversal coming up about NASA cutting budget money. I don't know how when he stopped his work or whatever. You know, I'm not too... My opinion of NASA has dropped somewhat over the last few weeks when I've been doing all these reversals, quite frankly. I don't know what to say there. We'll talk about that when we get to the Mars conference.
Yes.
Okay. Here's another amusing one. He's talking about a friend of his who's fluent in. He starts to say he's fluent in German, then he changes it to he's fluent in Russian.
On the other hand, is Victor Fadai, Library of Congress. Librarian. He's one of the top men, and then he went to Foreign Relations Committee. He's a great friend of mine, fluent in Russian.
Okay, hear that little Freudian slip there.
Sure.
Okay, he simply says backwards, must have shown off. I think it's an internal dialogue to himself. He's bragging about his friend. So he must have shown off.
Must have shown off.
okay?
Sure, okay. That was, that's as clear as can be.
Yeah, so just a straight internal dialogue. The next reversal is...
All right, David, hold tight. We're at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we'll finish with Colonel Corso, and directly ahead, NASA. And just wait till you hear that.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time, on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from August 1st, 1997. Networks presents Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight's program originally aired August 1st, 1997.
Well, all right. Welcome back. We're doing reverse speech. And in a moment, I've got something coming up that David is probably not prepared for. A surprise, David. I know you're listening. Coming up.
Streamlink, the audio subscription service of Coast to Coast AM, has a new name, Coast Insider. You'll still get all the same great features for the same low price. The package includes podcasting, which automatically downloads shows for you, and the iPhone app. You'll also get our amazing download library of 3 full years of shows. That's over 1,000 shows for you to collect and enjoy. If you're a fan of Coast, you won't want to be without Coast Insider. Visit coasttocoastam.com to sign up. Now we take you back to the night of August 1st, 1997, on Art Bell, Somewhere in Time.
I just got a very interesting fact. It says, reverse speech and psychiatry. Dear Art, I am the psychiatrist whom David was speaking about tonight. And yes, it's true. David's work in the non-sensational areas as it applies to psychiatry and the entire field of medicine has staggering implications. I am very pleased that he began to talk about this today, first on my radio show and now yours. His discussion of the therapeutic value of reverse speech on my show, The Open Mind, today was the first time that he ever got into the deeper aspects of his work, and I'm really pleased that he is finally getting into it tonight on your show. Believe me, if he wins the Nobel Prize, for which I have personally nominated him, it won't be for his reversals of O.J. Simpson, but it could well be for offering the entire field of psychiatry and medicine something they can continue to work on for the next several 100 years. I encourage you to dive deeper in this direction with David, for it will only make the sensational reversals, NASA, Roswell, etc., all seem more staggering. I'd love to share with you and your listeners my very positive view on reverse speech and the implications that I, as an MD and psychiatrist, believe it has. I believe I'm in a unique position to do so, and I've not yet heard you or David even scratch the surface of what I believe are the most serious and profound implications of reverse speech. When you're ready to share those implications with your listeners, please give me a call. I'd love to discuss them with you and David. Warmest regards, Dennis Gersten, M.D., author of, by the way, Are You Getting Enlightened or Losing Your Mind? Dennis Gersten, M.D., board certified by the American Board of Psychiatry, Neurology, and I picked up the phone and called him. Doctor, hello. Are you there, doctor? Oh, I guess I've got to push the right button. How about now, doctor?
Yes.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Art.
That's quite an endorsement.
Well, it's quite an impressive work, this discovery of reverse speech. This is quite an amazing technology.
When did you meet David? How long has the association been?
I have met David about 6 months ago and discovered that he lives in basically my own backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically tracked him down, found his website on the Internet, didn't know where in the country he was, discovered he was right here, called him up immediately and said, hey, we've got to meet.
Well, I've got David's pot turned down now, so he can't say anything. You actually have nominated him for the Nobel Prize.
I have, yes.
Do you feel, doctor, there is sufficient evidence that can be amassed? Certainly if David's work is as he suggests it is, and I get a lot of faxes saying it's baloney, let me sell you a bridge across the Atlantic or something, what would you say to those people?
Well, you know, first of all, David is a true scientist. I mean, when I met with him, as scientific as he is on your station, he is so much more scientific, you know, on his own. I mean, for example, you sit down with him, you know, with some reversals, and he will say, it's got to meet these seven criteria. So something that you or I might hear that may sound like it's a reversal, you know, David will say, it is or it's not. It must meet these criteria.
Huh.
So, you know, he's been very strict. He's done studies with electroencephalograms. He has a lot of data built up over, I believe, about 14 years now.
So then in your professional opinion, this is very real.
This is very real. I personally have experienced it hundreds of times since I met him.
Well, the implications for medicine and for society in general, if it is real, are staggering, and I would think of the Nobel Prize category. So,
yeah, but,
I'll go right ahead, doctor.
When I wrote the Nobel Committee, in my letter I stated that reverse speech is going to be a springboard for about four other fields. In other words, you're going to have reverse speech developed for crime and the legal system. You're going to have reverse speech developed entirely for the field of medicine and physical problems. You're going to have another field created for mental problems, psychology, and psychiatry. You're going to have a fourth field created for childhood and development. You know, as witness what's going on here with infants speaking in reverse before they're speaking forward.
So remarkable.
This is calling for a new definition of child development. So out of reverse speech is going to be given birth at least four new fields out of that. And it's going to take hundreds of years. Hundreds of years.
Well, I really and truly appreciate your taking the time with a quick phone call during a quick break when you sent me this fax to come on the air and say all of this. It is of value. Let me ask you one more question, and that is, how long do you think it will be, doctor, the lie detector is still legally not accepted as admissible court evidence? This is a technology, in a sense, like that. How long do you think it will take the mainstream scientists and a judicial system and, for that matter, medicine to begin to embrace this as the real thing?
Well, for medicine, here's the sad truth. Studies have shown that medicine lags 50 years behind the actual science.
Yes.
Now, things are not quite that bad. We may be down to a mere 40 years.
Mm.
So that means, I believe, that you're probably looking at the year 2040 before reverse speech is as well known as penicillin is. Now, the legal system, I don't know. I think it's going to have vast implications. And just, you know, one rather pressing thing that I think that needs to be done, this is not in my field, I think James Earl Ray needs to be recorded before he dies.
I agree.
I think that's a critical one. But I have been using this in my personal life. I've been using it with my patients. And just using this simple little yak back that David has spoken to you about. I mean, I just use that today. And I work in a similar sphere. I work in the world of symbols and in the world of imagery.
Sure.
And what David is pointing out, what he believes is that reverse speech is the blueprint for the unconscious. It's the blueprint for imagery. That's why I'm so interested in his work.
That certainly would make it a prime tool for psychiatry.
Absolutely.
So you've been actually applying this to casework you're doing.
I have been. Initially, it actually wasn't David's transcription. It was one of his, not sure what to call them, transcriptionist, one of his experts. And I had not spent enough time finding out what to do with the information. And I sat down and read it to this lady and basically blew her mind. I mean, pretty seriously. So this information must be provided carefully. And David has worked this out in a very stepwise process, which is about, you know, a 10-week therapy process. Very well thought out process.
We, of course, on the air, concentrate on the clear, simple reversals. We tend not to get into the metaphoric side of things because it's very difficult to the audience for the audience to embrace unless they've had a lot more training. But I understand that would be the primary, I would suppose, use that you would look toward in therapy.
Yes, it's absolutely, for me, essential to find out what the, quote, broken metaphors are. As David says, you have like metaphor pairs, like an eagle and a wolf.
Sure.
And they need to be working in a healthy way. And if one's defective, then it's got to be fixed. And that's something David has been amazing at, not only picking out those broken metaphors, but in finding out a way to repair them. But it's also useful just for the clear things, not just deep metaphors. I mean, David mentioned that I was working with a fellow today. It was actually a businessman who was making a multi-million dollar decision that had to be made within 6 days. And he was very close to making the decision, about 95%, but 5% left over.
Yes.
And at the end of the session, I got out my little yak back and told him about reverse speech and said, say something. And he spoke into it and he said, I just want to make this decision with peace of mind. And then I played it backwards, and my ears are getting tuned to reversals.
Yes.
And I quickly heard the reversal was, resist this if you must know, and you must know exactly. Now, what it meant, and it was clear, the guy needed 100% certainty. I said, well, there it is. Nothing in life is certain. You cannot have 100% certainty. You will never know exactly. That's the issue you're dealing with.
Oh, that's incredible.
And it just spelled it out for us.
Well, Doctor, you have written your own book that sounds interesting. Are you getting enlightened or losing your mind? We'll have you on separately as a guest in the future.
Great, I look forward to it.
Doctor, thank you.
Thank you, Art.
My. How about that? David had no idea that was coming. Hi, David.
Hi, I'm a little bit shaken here.
So am I, because I had no idea you had been nominated for a Nobel Prize.
Well, there's a lot of stuff around reverse speech that I don't like talking about. I mean, I really don't. reverse speech really does have a lot more acceptance than what I even let on the program. I've got many, many professional people who back me in my work.
This was very impressive.
Yeah, I've submitted a lot of my articles and notes to many organizations. So you've got to realize that I've been doing this for 14 years, you know, and you know, I'm not playing around with this. It's not a toy. It's not something, you know, I thought, oh, gee whiz, let's go and do this and play a few takes backwards and make some money, or which is something I'm accused of all the time.
I know.
And you know, I mean, I did this for, you know, at least 12 or 13 years before I even went public with it. It was like I had to be sure that this was real, and I really adopted a very, very logical approach to it, validated all my work, verified it. I've done blind tests. I've cross-checked. I've got all my 14 years of notes. I've got every single tape I've ever recorded. They're cross-checked. I've got endorsements like you wouldn't believe. It's just, I've got a massive pile of information. I can, anyone who wants to take the time, I can validate this. I can validate it in
empirically, I can validate it scientifically, I can then validate it metaphorically. This is real. It works. It will change our society. I'm still a little bit embarrassed by Dennis coming on the program. My heart's pounding.
I'm glad we were able to do it, David. Let us try by the top of the hour. Let's race through whatever's left of Colonel Corso and then turn our attention to our friends at NASA.
Okay, well, let me just pick out the highlights then. There's got about 20 more of us. We're just going to pick out some highlights here.
All right.
Okay, we've got 10 minutes left.
Here
he is talking about this is one all queued up. This is Trudeau was fired earlier in his career.
We already put it in effect, and then he had his heart attack, and it went sort of downhill. CIA opposed it, and State Department opposed it. And I found out later that they used deceptive methods to oppose it.
And he's talking about the CIA, he says backwards, it's often moppy business. A bit of a metaphor there, but dirty business is the essence of it.
It's often moppy business. It's often moppy business.
I mean, it speaks for itself.
It's often moppy business.
Sure.
The whole intelligence field, et cetera. And then he's back on the body he saw again. He's repeating that story. You want to play these reversals? This is a separate account, so it's significant, the reversals.
Saw a body at Fort Riley, Kansas. But I put that out of my mind until I could corroborate information.
And reversal simply says, I looked at it. I mean, you know.
Oh, God. I've got to stop walking. I mean, the shock that I get when I hear it, and it's so clear. Do it again.
There's no other way you can hear that.
Speaks for itself.
Yeah, I looked at. I mean, as I said to you before, he's telling a perfectly congruent tale. this man has information that will rewrite the history of the 20th century. If we consider a whole technological society is based on a crashed alien craft in Roswell,
yes.
I mean, man, it's mind-blowing. Here he is again.
Could you have been looking at a dummy, a non-being?
You know, I told people in late interviews that I will not criticize the system service.
And backwards, he says, art, they're hiding it.
They're hiding.
You hear that one okay?
Clearly.
Yeah, they're hiding the body.
Art, they're hiding it.
Yeah, and he's talking directly to you. And of the same. Actually, I'm going to play one other in this trend. This is so significant because his reversals, here we have, the next reversal is three reversals in a row that confirm it, and my computer won't load this file. Let me just try once more time. I got an error message on it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's let's try again. No, it's not going to do that one. Okay. Well, there was another reversal that said they got it. So I looked at it. Art, they're hiding it. And the other one, the one to play that my computer won't load up is they got it.
All right, and what everybody needs to understand is these are found using reverse tape recorders, and then once you have located them, they are then you go to the computer,
right?
You go to that exact spot, and the reversal is easily done then with a computer. But for the looking, a computer is not very useful.
Oh no, it's far too clumsy. It's too slow. You can't get the speed with it, and you've got to use a machine to find it. You know, you can play around with a computer, but until they've got computers that are running a whole bunch faster, it's just not good to find them.
What they are good for is presentation,
and that's the only reason I use it. I can pull them up quickly and easily to demonstrate it.
All right. Anything else on the kernel we should hear?
Okay. Yeah. This is let me just do a couple more here.
And then when I became the missile commander at the range in New Mexico, I start picking up these objects traveling 3,000 and 4,000 miles an hour, and I start checking that. And our headquarters didn't want to be informed. So I didn't say much.
Okay, I'm not going to play the rest of the forwards. It's a long section. It's a reversal I really want to play. There's two right next to each other that said, NASA's cut the dollar. Who did it? The first reversal, NASA's cut the dollar, followed by who did it. And I think it's referring to funding being withdrawn or something.
NASA's cut the dollar. Who did it?
Wow.
NASA's cut the dollar. Who
did it.
Okay, I think
NASA's cut the dollars. Who did it?
Yeah, he's questioning here. You know,
yes.
What happened here? Where's it gone? Okay, let me just. I'm just going to pull out some of the significant ones.
Look, we're not in that much of a hurry. I didn't mean to say we had to finish with the colonel.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I was rushing through.
No. Go ahead with another one. We've got time before the top of the hour, but this is radio, not TV.
Right. Okay, then let's look at. Let's look at this one here. We're just going to load this one up. And once again, people can go to my website. Half the reversals are up now. I didn't have time to put the rest up. They'll be up by Monday.
All right.
Mark, on that, we used to discuss, if they fight a war against us, are they going to fight on our level or their level?
And he's talking about if the aliens would fight a war. They're going to fight on our level or their level. And backwards, he says, doubtful they'll give us that. And I think he's referring to they won't fight it on our level. They're not going to give us that glory.
That'll take your breath away, David. Just give that to me at regular speed. He's talking about a war. Would they fight at our level, or would they use their technology?
Correct.
And the reverse...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay.
They'll give us that.
Yeah, doubtful they'll give us that. They won't give us the luxury of that one.
You bet it's doubtful they'd give us that. Anybody who's going to be in a war with anybody is going to use what they have. War is war.
Absolutely. Now, this one's a very significant, this next one. I've actually, probably of all the reversals in this transcript, this is the one I've pondered the...
No, you don't. Here's how I hang people up, David. A extremely significant reversal coming up from Colonel Corso right after the news and commercials. That's how it's done in radio, David. Stay right there. Nominated for a Nobel, huh? David John Oates is my guest. We're talking about reverse speech right now, that of Colonel Corso.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight, featuring a replay of Coast to Coast AM from August 1st, 1997. Somewhere in Time on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from August 1st, 1997.
You have no idea how hard a time it was to find this reggae version of this song. It drives me crazy. It goes around and around in my head. So even when I'm not on the air, sometimes I just play it until my ears begin to bleed.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time, on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from August 1st, 1997.
Now, we're going, obviously, to NASA, and what we are going to do in the next little while is to play you reversals from a press conference that was just held the other day. You know, they've been having a series of press conferences since Sojourner bounced its way onto the Martian surface.
Correct.
And as a matter of fact, we are going to go back. I'm sure Richard Hoagland will have you go back and supply you with tapes of some of the earlier press conferences, because according to you, when people are very emotionally not in control, you tend to get much better reversals, correct?
Oh, absolutely correct. The more emotional they are, the greater the occurrence and the greater the clarity. It's a right brain. It's coming from the right brain, which is emotional in nature. So, so the more emotional, the greater the reversals. I've actually become quite hooked with this in the last few weeks I've been doing these, and so I would be very happy to do those tapes.
So obviously, when it first landed on Mars, they were not emotionally in control. Hell, they were crying, some of them.
Oh, they absolutely were crying.
Slipping out. So that should be interesting. But what we've got coming next for you was a press conference, very recent. When was it, David?
This was July 31st. That was just yesterday.
All right. Boy, you did some fast work, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I did. And we're going to start with this conference now. With he's talking about there's been no, they haven't had any problems so far. There'd be no computer resets, etc.
There have been no computer resets that plagued us earlier in the mission, and there have been no significant communication problems that also we had some difficulties with earlier.
This is an amusing reversal to start off with. It simply says, make your fingers sore. I can imagine him typing on the keyboard trying to correct all of these problems.
Make your fingers sore. Make your fingers sore.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were doing a lot of that.
Oh, they really were. Made their fingers sore.
Make your fingers sore.
Yeah, there we go. That's an amusing one to get started with. And now we're going to get right down into the nitty-gritty.
All right.
And this next reversal blew my mind. There's two of them in a row here.
Then set even greater land distance rover records on Mars by going a full 6 meters in autonomous fashion, as will be described later, over to this region behind these two rocks named Calvin and Hobbes.
Okay, the rover's out hunting around. Two reversals. The first one says, reveal the dark city.
Reveal the dark city.
Absolutely, once again. Now, this next one is freaky. This occurred immediately after. I hope it's metaphoric, that it says, and the white man's skull, we see it now. Sorry, and the white man's skull, period, we see it now hidden. And the white man's skull, we see it now hidden. I'll play it, then I'll talk about what I think it means.
And the white man's skull, we see it now hidden.
David, what were they... would you please give me the forward portion of that again?
Sure, okay. Here we go.
Set even greater land distance rover records on Mars by going a full 6 meters... in autonomous fashion, as will be described later, over to this region behind these two rocks named Calvin and Hobbes.
And they just talk about they're traveling behind these two rocks. It's just operations the rover's being put through. And I think we are seeing one of the other things that rover is doing, looking for a city and the remains of something. We'll play those two reversals again. I mean, you know, a little bit of a tonal glitch on that one, but and the white man's skull, we see it now hidden.
And the white man's skull, we see it now hidden. And the white man's skull, we see it now hidden.
Even I can grasp the metaphoric significance of that.
Oh, absolutely. When I heard that one, it flipped me out.
David, I have a few faxed questions. That I consider to be good ones. Can I ask?
Oh, sure. Let's go for it.
All right. Dear Art, fascinating. Please ask David, if stammering is a cue for possible reverse speech, I swear that almost without fail, I've heard it in all the segments thus far.
Yes, absolutely correct. There's certain places where reversals will nearly always occur. One is stutters and stammers like that.
Yes.
Mispronunciations of words, pauses in speech, rapid tonal shifts, those general type of things. Generally, the inconsistencies of speech, and I maintain that these inconsistencies of speech are there for the sole purpose of creating and communicating speech reversals.
All right, you need to move your wire a little bit again.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, it drags over the phone line. How's that?
Just spiffy. Good morning, Mr. Bell. I was wondering if you could ask Mr. Oates if he has ever done any reversals on people with schizophrenia and retardation and what he has found in that research.
I haven't done anything with the retardation. I've done a couple of schizophrenia. Fascinating studies. You will get two voices talking to each other. In one case, I worked on. Different. You can tell the obvious difference in the two tonalities, and they're dialoguing with each other.
Wow!
Just amazing stuff. Amazing
All right,
stuff.
Here's something from Prophecy Today, the newsletter. Mr. Bell, I am not certain that David has the answer to this question, but here goes. If reverse speech is occurring on a subconscious level, then is it possible that the uneasy feeling we get around some people is because subconsciously we know they're lying or shifty?
Oh, sure, absolutely correct. We are all receiving the reversals of each other unconsciously all the time. It is a communication process. We are unconsciously hearing them, and we are recognizing those messages as intuition or that gut feeling. I've got entire conversations running backwards. And
for example, could I, for the fun of it, take a tape recorder and go to a used car lot and start asking about these cars?
Right.
You say driven by a little old lady, right? You know, that kind of story.
Oh, absolutely.
And just reverse some of that. Here's something I would like to try. I'm on the air for 5 hours a night, David.
Uh-huh.
And I know you wouldn't do it without me saying it's okay. But why don't you take some of my emotionally stressed shows...
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, with Brother Ali, would be a good example.
The one last night is perfect.
Would be just spiffy. And
yes.
Reverse me.
I will go and do that. I will. Let me just add one interesting thing to the used car lot. Let some people contemplate this one. I've got a client who comes to me with her the reversals on her stockbroker. And she has invested her money based on the stockbroker's reversals. And she hasn't missed.
You're kidding.
She hasn't missed.
You're kidding.
I am not kidding. I'm even thinking about putting some cash in it myself, you know. But she's following the stockbroker's lead, and the reversals are either saying whether he really believes it or not believes it, getting his unconscious opinion of whether the stocks are going to rise or fall. And
I could have used some of that over the last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's another...
What a wonderful application for the capitalists.
Oh, absolutely. Just another twist on the used car salesman.
Actually, that's about right. All right, well, this NASA stuff is important, so whatever you've got left, let's cover it.
Okay, Alpha searching the hill and they shake the loose dirt. There's a couple of the reversals in that thread, so let's run it. The next one says, with our seeds.
Oh, wait.
Wait.
You were going to explain to us what you thought the significance of that was.
Oh, yeah. I actually think there's a second mission going on, doing something else. The Alpha is either a name for a vehicle or a metaphor for maybe the first one that landed or something. Why are they shaking the loose dirt? I'm not too sure. The next reversal says, with our seeds in it, which I found very significant.
With our seeds in it.
I don't know what it means.
Okay, you didn't play the forward portion of that.
Oh, that was all on the same...
Oh, I see. It was a further reversal.
Correct. There was actually three reversals altogether. Let me run them together. I've got to play the third one yet, too. The Alpha searched the hill and they shake the loose dirt.
The Alpha searched the hill and they shake the loose dirt.
And the next one says, with our seeds in it.
With our seeds in it. With our seeds in it.
And the next one says, off from the view.
From the view.
Okay.
Not quite as clear on the last one.
I agree. It's actually quite fast. But let me do it one more time, see if it fits. I think it's there personally, but I think there's something going on hidden that we aren't seeing. So
okay.
Let me. We're running rapidly out of time here. All these reversals will be up on my site by Monday, or you can get tape from our office to get the rest.
All right.
Get the rest of them. But I have a couple little goodies here. I want to. I've actually got a couple reversals on the actual landing itself. So let me just run some of them.
That is still alive on the surface, and that was the biggest uncertainty as to whether it was going to make it to the surface and hit the surface. That means the parachutes worked, the heat shield worked, the airbags worked. It all worked.
Oh, that's when they were really excited.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is a couple of the ice cards I've got up my sleeve. I've got a couple of these. And this one says, it's near. Let's reverse the plan. It's the first. It goes along with the alpha. It's the first. What's near? And what plan are they reversing? She's obviously very excited. They've had great success, and they're changing something. So it's near. Let's reverse the plan. It's the first.
It's near. Let's reverse the plan. Let's reverse the plan.
It's very fast.
Oh, yes, but I hear it.
Here it is.
There
we go.
It's near. Let's reverse the plan.
It's the first. What's the first? I know. Richard Hoagland will have something to say on that.
Right.
And these next couple reversals, the last I'll play on this, and this is my present for Richard. This is Dan Golden.
And a young man, Kirk Goodall, came up to me and said, Dan, we can't be on the Internet because we're going to get too many hits.
This one is really speaks for itself. It says, now we thank you, made this name. Thank you, the guy, for putting him on the net, I guess.
Now you thank you, made this name. Now you thank you, made this name.
There you go.
Very clear.
Thanking someone for doing that for him. We're almost down to the last one here now. There's three more to play. Here we go on this one.
This is exciting. We are now really in the electronic age, and I'm so proud that we could get this information to everyone who wants to see it.
Reversal says, this is snow, we know. And I think he's talking about a snow job. it's something's not quite right.
This is snow, we know.
Hearing that one okay?
This is snow, we know.
We realize this is not the way...
This is snow, we know.
You know, it's a snow job. It's not quite the way it appears.
And well, there you are, folks. Your tax dollars at work.
actually, that brings me to another one I should play, too. This is just the last one here.
Let me, at this point, turn the program over to the real people who did it and tell you and all the people who work for you how proud I am, the vice president, the president, and the American people.
Well, that's where they ought to bring out a little gray alien.
Yeah, really. Well, actually, very appropriate. There's two reversals here. The first one says, we play with it. Is that the gray alien? I'm being a bit facetious there, but we play with it.
We play with it.
Oh, my.
We play with it.
Play with what?
Yeah, that's right. Play
the
with
next
what?
One is a big question, which I will let Richard answer next time he's on your program. And it says, we feel we'll beat the law.
We feel we'll beat the law.
Okay.
We feel we'll beat the law.
And once more. Oh, here we go.
We feel we'll beat the law.
There we go. Actually, let me squeeze just one final one. This was on a reporter. Who was actually asked the questions, and it was such a clear reversal. I heard it quite by accident when I was rewinding the tape.
These very dramatic differences in temperature and wind between 5 feet up and right down the surface, it suggests that in the immediate neighborhood of the surface, there's in effect a distinct microenvironment.
Okay, and reversal, now this is the reporter's opinion, of course. Reversal says, subversing our government.
Subversing our government.
Oh, my God.
Subversing our government.
Oh, my.
Subversing our government.
Just give that to me at regular speed again.
Yeah, extremely clear reversal.
Subversing our government.
I mean, you know.
My.
And there we go. Mars reversals.
All right. With the remaining time that we have, David, Why don't you just, I know you've got a grand file there full of celebrity reversals, full of, you know, pick the clearest, most interesting reversals that you can think and just fill up the rest of the time.
Okay, well then that's what we'll do.
Sure.
I'm just going to move to another directory for this one.
We'll go to total random picking by David himself.
Random access.
incidentally, if I were to send you the tapes on Null's Hole.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Would that be something you'd take on?
Oh, sure. Yeah, let's go for it. I'd like to do that. I've had a bit of a chuckle about that, as well as the Chevy falling out of the sky. You know?
Oh, yes.
But, we will look at that, sure. Okay, this is a reversal that got me into... a lot of trouble in Australia, and I'm playing this because the Australian media have just started to take notice of me again, and I was asked this week to appear on the equivalent of Australia's 60 Minutes, and they're sending a team out in September, I believe, to film. So,
okay.
So that was a great coup for me, and this is the Prime Minister of Australia back in 1987. He just won the election, this man had quite a dark reputation. He's in the Guinness Book of Records as winning the world's beer drinking championship. And, he was a well-known womanizer, confessed to adultery on TV a couple of times,
we've had people in this country do that.
Oh, I absolutely know. So he ran on the platform that he'd given up all his illicit lifestyle. So a reporter comes to him and says, well, how do you plan to celebrate now, Mr. Hawk?
What are your celebration plans?
Take it, pardon?
What are your celebration plans now?
Oh, several cups of tea.
A bit of sarcasm there. And
sarcasm, yeah.
And he says back, was used to smoke the best marijuana.
Yes, to smoke the best marijuana.
Ha!
As clear as day. I actually had a phone call a couple of weeks after that from one of his associates who said, well, that's exactly what used to happen.
Well, you know, you really need to play that for the Australian version of 60 Minutes.
Oh, I will definitely do that. It's hilarious. Let me run it again.
Yes, the
I mean, what do you say?
Funny.
Huh?
Yeah, what do you say is right. I've never heard that's a riot.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's one I found on Hillary Clinton on the Larry King show, and she's talking about life in the Washington way. And we're just loading this up now. And 1, 2, 3, quick as a flash, here it is.
We're also very pleased by everything that he's been able to do, and we've loved being here. So, you know, it's kind of
Washington way,
balances it way itself out.
And she says, bless the ale, this is the life.
Bless the ale, this is no idea.
Bless the ale, this is no idea.
And once more.
Bless the ale, this is no idea.
Yeah, I'm sure they're leading the life, all right.
Oh, I'm sure they are. And we actually found that one in class. We did that. We did that tape in class. You know, class is a whole bunch of fun. I love doing my classes. We just play tapes and talk about theories and find some incredible stuff. Just an incredible stuff.
And I guess the audience ought to know. They really ought to know that there are a lot of reversals that, because of the language that is used, we cannot play on the air, right?
Oh, absolutely correct. That is quite so. Actually, I've got one that's borderline. I think I can get away with it.
Well,
I'll tell you off air, and you tell me whether I can play it or not.
All right, let's do that. We're at a perfect break point to do that, so we can make a quick career-saving move here. And we'll be right back. David Oates, David John Oates, Mr. Reverse Speech, is my guest, and I will preview this one, not for you, but for the sake of my own career.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time, on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from August 1st, 1997. You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight, featuring a replay of Coast to Coast AM from August 1st, 1997.
My. Remember when I told you I thought I had a pretty good picture of a UFO? The one I scanned? The one that's on my website right now from Ringgold, Georgia? And I said I didn't know where Ringgold, Georgia was? Well, listen to this, folks. Dear Mr. Bell, Ringgold is in northern Georgia, just south of Chattanooga, Tennessee. This is only one in a series of well-documented sightings across our state. Signed, William Lester, State Section Director, Clayton, Henry Newton Counties, Georgia, MUFON. So, apparently I've got the real McCoy in my hands. You might want to take a good look. I've got that up there right now for your perusal. When I got it, I said, look at this. This is not your normal UFO photograph. David Oates is my guest. We'll get back to him in a moment.
Now we take you back to the night of August 1st, 1997, on Art Bell, Somewhere in Time.
Now, David, are you there?
Yes, I am.
It says here, Dear Art, Alpha. Remember Alpha?
Oh, yes.
Alpha refers to the Alpha Proton X-ray spectrometer on the rover Sojourner.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I said, too.
Oh.
These aha moments that come a little later are always very interesting.
Aren't they, indeed?
That's from David. Thank you, David.
Oh, wow. The Alpha the hill and they shake the loose dirt. Okay.
There you go.
Well. And people say you can't find any information in this. We just had one live on the air right then. And I just got an email about finesse as well. And finesse is a term used by people who play bids, wits, or spades, probably a card game.
Yes.
When you finesse, you trick someone into playing what they think is their winning card. This way the transaction is performed as they play a card, which the offense assumes will put them in a better position. So it's trickery.
Of a sort, sure. You're squeaking your way around.
That's true. Good description. And adding to your chat club, I'm also going to be in the San Francisco chat club on August the 31st. So you might want to make note of that one as well.
All right.
And Portland, I just received an email too from Portland Chat Club. Want me there? So,
oh, really? Oh my!
So this is exciting, isn't it?
Traveling all over the place, aren't you?
Plus the Prophets Convention. I'm getting quite a schedule here.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The one we had to check with you off air is actually a very significant reversal. One of the things I've discovered in my work with reverse speech therapy is that if there is not unconscious consent for change, no amount of therapeutic work will do much good. And by unconscious consent, the client can come to you and want to change their problem, but if their unconscious mind is rigidly hanging on to it, you've got to deal with that issue before you can even begin to change. And so this one here is actually from my sister, and I've got permission to use this. She actually came out to me in America to do session work. And so I'm asking her, you know, you're my sister, are we going to have problems doing this?
I have some concerns, Annie, with you being my sister.
Yes.
And me doing the task work. Do you think my concerns are valid, or am I just being paranoid?
I was going to say, you don't need to be concerned, or maybe there is a...
Okay, so she says you don't need to be concerned, but that's what she says, I'll mess with you, you bloody ass.
Oh, yes, you hear that, yes?
Oh, yes, you hear that, yes?
Yes.
Clearly, we had some problems, and we did. We had a lot of problems. Once I started doing session work, a lot of issues came up, and it was a real rough ride for her as well as
There's
me.
There's probably a cardinal rule with anybody who does this, and that is don't do it with your loved ones. Don't do it with your family. I mean, that's just
You right. That's absolutely correct. I give very strict instructions on the first weekend of my training course. Do not do reversals on yourself. Do not do reversals on your spouse or your friends. It's going to bring up issues that, quite frankly, you are not ready to
deal with.
Yeah. And you cannot underestimate the power of this. I mean, you're looking into your soul almost, you know, into the real you, who you really, really are. It's not to be taken by the weak-hearted, quite frankly. All right. Well, here's one I don't think I played on your program. This goes back to the old Beatles days, John Lennon, and where really this whole thing began way back then. And this is John Lennon being interviewed after the death of the Maharishi. Not Maharishi, Brian Epstein, their manager.
Yes.
Talking about Maharishi was going to meet him soon.
I understand that this afternoon Maharishi conferred with you all. Could I ask you what advice he offered you?
He told us not to get overwhelmed by grief and to whatever thoughts we have of Brian, to keep them happy, because any thoughts we have of him will travel to him wherever he is.
And reversal simply says, can't be Beatles now. I think it's a very clear reversal. And essentially, you know, a lot of commentators state that the death of Brian Epstein was the beginning of the end for the Beatles.
Well, this is going to sound silly, but at the beginning of the program, which will be repeated, no doubt, after I'm done here, in some markets, I was, you know, sounds dumb, I was in serious grief 1 minute before I had been nearly giving mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to my fax machine, trying to get it living again. And I was in serious grief. Really, I was joking about it, trying to make light of it. But I was really, really grieving for this stupid loss of this machine. And I wonder if that would be, if reversals would reveal the real grief I was feeling.
Oh, I'm sure they would. Sure. I mean, it will reveal whatever is going through your mind at the time, and not just at the time as well. I'm sure. You know, maybe we can look at some reversals around there and see what we find.
Well, I'm giving you permission. Fish around with me a little bit and see what you find.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, I deliberately avoided doing reversals.
I
did them once or twice, and then I figured, no, I better not do that.
No, it's all right.
Okay. All right, well, let's go.
I can handle it.
Good. Let's go and do it, then.
And if I can, I'll hunt you down.
Oh, boy, I better you better get that asbestos house now. Okay. Here's a fascinating reversal. It's not from a politician or anything. It just shows some of the interesting aspects of reverse speech. And the reversal's actually on me, and I'm with a client, and she's just telling me a couple of things about herself, and you'll hear me say two things. I say, "Oh, really?" And then I say, "Doing what?"
Still laugh, but when you said that, it reminds me of my first business.
Oh, really?
I was about 9 years old.
Doing what?
Well, back east, they used coal in the wintertime.
And one of the things we see in reverse speech is often what we're saying forward is formulated in the unconscious mind before we actually say it. And it's very common to see people's statements appear backwards before it does forwards. And then reversal occurs on me when I say, "Oh, really?"
Oh, really?
And I run this back. I'm not going to have to tell you what this one says. You hearing that one okay?
No. Well, I mean, I heard it, but I didn't understand.
Oh, okay. It says, "Doing what?"
I still don't hear it clearly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, even after you told me, I don't.
Oh, boy, now I'm throwing on this one.
Well, you know what it may be, David? It may be your accent.
That's true. Okay. All right, well, that was a little experiment that didn't work.
No offense, but a lot of Australians are difficult enough to hear forwards.
Oh, I understand that. You're doing remarkably well just to get me here.
I have the same problem with the British. Particularly when I'm watching the Irish. Oh, the Irish give me fits. And I have to listen intently to understand what they're saying. Of course, you've been here long enough now.
Right. Well, I think I probably lost the edge of my accent, quite frankly. Look, talking about the fire, let me do the fire reversal again. I'm just sort of going down my list here and just pulling them out as I see.
All right. This is when the fire began that burned David's home down.
Uh-huh. That's correct.
And how long ago was it?
That was 4 months ago now.
4 months ago.
Yeah.
All right.
And
lay it on us.
I'm in the office and my secretary suddenly rushes in.
I know with ease. Accepted the charge images. Accepted what?
Yes? What?
Something burning in the other end. Okay. Oh, gee, that brings the chills back down me. I will remember that to the day I die.
I'm sure.
And back what she says, the house is on fire. Our house is on fire. I mean, exactly the same backwards as it is forward.
And, you know, it also had the ethereal sound to it again.
Right. Well, see, we're into a highly emotional situation again.
The right brain
clicks in. And, you know, that's a very interesting observation. You can actually tell by the tonal quality of the reversal what type of conversation it's coming from. You'll typically notice that reversals that are left brain or coming from the media or someone reading a script have this robotic, mechanical sound to it, and as soon as you get into the emotional type situation, you get this etheric sound. And it's one of the things I teach in my classes is how to tell. You can actually, once you get really good at this, you can actually tell what part of the mind it's coming from by its tone. And I've noticed about 8 different tonal types so far, and yeah, I haven't even gotten into those intricacies in your program, but I cover that great in great depth in my class. So,
uh-huh.
Okay, let me just move on down the list here. And here's one of my favorite ones. I play this on most programs I am on, and it's Bill Clinton denying charges of moral dishonesty. I'm sure I've played it on your program before.
There still has not been a single solitary shred of evidence of anything dishonest that I have done in my public life, not only as governor, and as president.
And backwards, he says, denied the habits, and I said, damn you.
Denied the habits, and I said, damn you. Denied the habits, and I said, damn you.
It actually could be, dang you.
I'd say, dang.
Yeah, I
and
go.
Probably in Arkansas, they say dang.
I'm sure you're probably correct, and that's an accent type of thing, you know.
David, could I mess you up using something like this? Would this mess you up, David, or would you be able to deal with it? I suppose I ran it the other way. Suppose I got even deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. In other words, could you deal with that?
Oh, I can deal with that. I can still understand what you're saying. And as we proved on the Victor one, you can actually get reversals on that too. So,
is there either way that you could go? That was
way down and deep, but you could go the other way, and you could get all high and really weird until you became Mickey Mouse.
Right. Well, what are you doing? Changing the pitch, right?
At some point, wouldn't it begin to mess you up?
I'm sure it would at some point, yeah. I'm sure it would.
At that point, though, I wouldn't put anybody on the program, so no problem.
Oh, okay. Well, we're doing fine on that. here's one on David Koresh. I'm just flushing down my screen, and this is during the siege with the FBI and the CIA outside, and he's actually giving a sermon.
I've heard a lot of statements the past couple of days from people that are versed in scripture and for people that are students of Bible, saying this and saying that about the meanings of these seals. But remember, we already see that in heaven Christ, when he reveals the seal.
We won't listen to the rest of that. But he says in reverse, we're sad. Look what's happened.
We're sad. Look what's happened.
Oh, that's great.
We're sad. Look what's happened.
Yeah, and there's one other. I'm not too sure what this one says. Let's find out.
Well, he sees the meaning of my blood, man.
Oh, yeah. We see the meaning with my blood.
Well, he sees the meaning of my blood, man.
There you go.
Okay, that seems to have something attached to the end of it that doesn't seem...
You're quite right. I cut it off earlier. Okay, we see the meaning with my blood, the answers soon. That's the entire reverse.
Oh.
Well, he sees the meaning of my blood, the answers soon.
Ah, yes.
Well, he sees the meaning of my blood, the answers soon.
There we go. I didn't play the entire reversal first. I just cut it off, so... yeah, you're quite right. Something on the
well,
end
that,
of it.
I caught that anyway.
I can see that. All right, let me do one more here. See if you can hear this, and then I'd like to get my 1-800 number out again in the remaining time that we've got left.
Backwards or forwards?
Oh, backwards. Let me see. 7, 9.
No, don't do that. It's hard enough for them.
It gets confusing.
Go ahead with the reverse.
This is Steve Forbes. Is that his name?
Yes.
Ex-presidential candidate.
I interviewed Steve Forbes.
Oh, did you really?
Oh, sure.
Extremely congruent man. A very congruent reversal. What you see is what you get. And here he is talking about abortion.
I want abortions to disappear in America. I feel they're a tragedy. I think we can get a consensus today on banning them in late pregnancy.
And obvious contextual relationship here, he's saying, is almost exactly the same thing backwards as forwards. He says, her crime will rape. The citizens showed them. Her crime, meaning the abortion, it's raping, forcibly intruding, and the citizens showed them. That's the consensus he discussed forwards. I mean, very clear reversal, I think.
Well, I believe him to be, to use your word, a very congruent man.
Yeah, and his reversals were extremely congruent. I don't think I found a contradictory reversal on him. Essentially, what you see is what you get. All right, what else have I got here? Let me get out my 1-800 number again, and if we've got time...
All right, and all kinds of things are available at this 800 number. These Iowa... It's Iowa, right?
Correct.
Iowa tape machines have been specifically modified for reverse speech.
Uh-huh.
And they are not cheap, but they're not cheap, if you know what I mean. In other words, these are good machines, good quality machines, and you charge, what, $169, something
like that? They start at $165, and the top one is $225. I need to say that I have tried many different brands over the years, and most of them break down within a couple of months. They aren't designed for the rigorous motion, and these literally are the top of the line Iowa machines, and I've had, you know, I can stock them cheaper, but they just don't last, and they just don't have the quality that you need to find reversals.
No, so, don't sell junk.
No, I'm not selling junk. And then my book, I think, is essential, Reverse Speech, Voices from the Unconscious. It goes right into the theories that I've developed to explain this. It gets a lot into the therapeutic side of it, covers a lot of the technical tests that I have covered. There's another book I've just finished writing called It's Only a Metaphor that's still in manuscript form, but we are selling that now. That's actually an autobiographical account of my discovery and the struggles and trials I went through. It's a very long book. Actually, I've never even talked about it on the air before, but that's available in manuscript form only. There's tapes and videos and, of course, our correspondence course where you can actually learn this and study it as a career. And
one quick question.
Yes, sir.
NKOEX, big apparently.
I'm sorry? All right, you got me on that one.
I asked you if you could speak Pig Latin.
No, I cannot.
That's something from my childhood. It'd be interesting to see what reverse speech could do about that.
You know what? We've got time. I'm game. I want to play something. This is hilarious. This is something I put together in the studio. I've never ever played this on the air. I was in a very crazy moment, and it describes it's a small musical interlude. It's about 30 seconds long, and it describes how I feel after doing hours and hours of reversals. It's a crazy, crazy piece.
All right.
Here we go.
Huh.
Forwards or backwards? I can't tell anymore. Too many backwards sounds, backwards tapes, hours of it going through my brain, sending me
That's it, David. We're out of time. Tell them good night.
Good night, America. Thank you for listening to me.
Good night, David.
Okay, good night, Art.
That's it, everybody, from the high desert. See you Sunday on Dreamland. Good night.